Hey guys, before the episode airs, I just wanted to give you a quick heads up. I am promoting yet another podcast that I'm going to start doing. It's going to be the Woo Bro Sports with the franchise. Me and a couple of the guys from the franchise, from my best group of friends, have decided to do a sports podcast. So it's going to be strictly sports. It's still going to be funny and entertaining, but it's going to be about sports. And we're going to start recording that. I'm going to issue out another podcast later on this week that's going to be the sports episode, and that's going to lead you into next week. We're going to start a whole new podcast. So enjoy this episode. Xander Ray is fucking amazing. He's funny. Really good time. Just letting you guys know that we will also be doing another episode later on this week called What's Up Bro Sports, the introductory. All right, thanks a lot for checking us out at Woo Bro Pod, and I will give you the Twitter address for the sports podcast when we air that one. Peace.
Not two, not three, not four, not five.
What's that?
That's how winning is done.
Are you not entertained?
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you?
Bad guy in a little coat.
I want my money's worth.
He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
Excuse me. Your balls are showing.
Bumblebee tuna?
It's about damn time.
All right, I want to go ahead and say that. All right, we're on. Yeah, so let's not switch mics.
Never.
Let's make sure that the microphones stay, and you have the one that it's actually on.
Yes,
because that was a bitch last week. that was a bitch. Anyways,
although I do love in the beginning of that podcast, you say you, I can hear you go, No, your levels are fine,
because we both looked. And yeah, your level, right. You're so loud that the microphone, the one directional microphone that was not pointing your way, was picking you up. So yeah. I thought, oh, that might sound, yeah.
Clearly, okay,
that
it's
sounds,
working.
That sounds normal. That sounds fine. It was my fault. I didn't have my earphones on. Not that I have them on today, but I'm going to go ahead and take
well, Let's fuck it.
Fool me once. Shame on me. Fool me.
Twice.
It's going to be the same. It's going to be fine. I think we'll be fine. Anyways, thanks for checking us out. We have I have Xander Ray again. Thank you.
What is up?
It's called What's Up, Bro. Now, what is up?
What is up, brother? How are you?
What is up?
What is up, brother?
That's the
speak to me of things. How is life with you?
That's the Connecticut version of the podcast. What is up, brother?
Hi.
Bam, 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 bam.
We talk about hit things, it's beats, like, music. Come on,
it's like
come
the beginning. It's like that would be the beginning. The intro would be the beginning of the Wayans Brothers TV show. Bam, 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 bam. And before they mixed
all it. All right, cut and print, beautiful guys.
Yeah, exactly. Oh goodness, dude. So let's start off. Wait, hold on. Okay. Let's start off with. Did you see this week's Entertainment Weekly?
No, I did. What?
Yeah.
Who is? Electro?
Yeah. That's
Jamie the Foxx.
New, the new Amazing Spider-Man.
Did you like the first one, man? I thought it was what Spider-Man should have been, the first three.
Thank you. You took the words out of my mouth. The Tobey Maguire ones are garbage to me. I hate cheese. I hate corniness.
She was covered in cheese.
And she was covered in cheese
like broccoli at a fat guy's.
And I hate when people go, the best superhero movie of all time is Spider-Man 2. I'm like, what?
No way.
Is that the one where he turns around and he's looking to go to, at the end of the movie, looking because he hears sirens, and Mary Jane's like, go get him, Tiger.
Go get him, Tiger.
Literally says, go get him, Tiger. Is that the one you're talking about? That's the best fucking superhero movie of all time? Is that the one?
Dude, okay. It didn't beat
Point. To be fair, drink bleach. If you could drink bleach, it'd be fucking great. The world doesn't need you.
Dude, part three, literally, they get Mary Jane in a taxi cab, webbed up on a building, and how does Spider-Man find out? He walks by a TV set, and a news reporter's like, Mary Jane Watson trapped in a taxi cab.
Mary Jane Watson.
It's like, hey, you think this is a trap, Spidey?
No,
nah. Even, some tingling, bitch.
Even what was that? Was it part two where he loses his powers momentarily?
Yeah. Yeah, but it was emo, depression. Like, like remember, it was a psychological reason for him to lose his power.
Well, yeah, they never explained why he was losing his powers at all.
He just didn't feel too spidey.
And then and then before he even lost it in the beginning of the movie, he was at school and he kept getting hit by book bags. Like, he was crouched down picking up some books. I'm like, where's your spider sense then?
Yeah.
There's fucking projectiles coming at you. Because your spider sense, is there a difference between...
let's hope the bad guys don't find out that Jansport is how you hide from the spidey sense.
That's the whole time I kept thinking about. I'm like, does your spider sense know the difference between a blade and a Jansport? Is that what we're doing now?
Okay. All right.
Whatever. That's fine.
That was also the same one with Symbiote Spider-Man, right? Or no, that was the third one.
That was the third one.
With the whole dance sequence and the... You remember that?
Yeah. It's a musical. It was a musical.
Yeah, that was a bad movie. But Amazing Spider-Man. So Electro.
Yeah.
I don't know. What is Electro?
You don't know. You don't read the comic books. Electro is one of the... Dude, look at this. Electro is one of the villains in the Spider-Man universe in Marvel. And he actually looks... The way he looks in the comic books is completely cheesy. It's a yellow...
Oh, I think I drew the yellow. Yeah. Green with the yellow.
Yeah, with the lightning bolt for a mask.
I don't know his thing.
Well, his name is Electro.
So he's like all electricity and whatnot. So
I'm
going to
go ahead and take a guess. I like the fact that you're like, I don't know. What does the Hulk do? Like, what does the Hulk do?
Yeah,
he's a big hulking guy. I don't get it. I don't get what the big Hulk
does. Yeah, but gamma radiation and an experiment, that's his thing. Like, what's Electro?
No, his finger fucked the goddamn. He's thinking he's a Hulk. It's not his thing. Gamma radiation is not his thing. How he got his thing.
What I mean by thing, I'm telling you. What's his origin? What's his BS?
I actually don't know his origin. I'm assuming in the Spider-Man world, there had to be a laboratory. I'm assuming there had to be a laboratory of some kind in a lightning storm. I swear to God, I don't know the origins.
I'm not even... Yeah, you're right. You're probably right.
But I'm sure there's somebody listening being like, oh, yeah, right. I bet you fucking knew. I don't know if that's true, but if that is true... It doesn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me. But it looks amazing, dude. I think the makeup, the way they did it.
Yeah, it's all CGI. It's all like computer face.
Well, yeah, man. It looks... Because if they were to put him in that green...
No,
you couldn't. That green and yellow
spandex. Is that like a Bluetooth he's got on the side of his head? It looks like a pager.
It looks...
it looks like he's got a beeper on the side of his head.
It looks like gauges. I don't know. I have no idea.
He's got a charge?
Dude, he's
got to plug himself into the wall.
No way he could fly. Imagine going through security with this shit. There's no... Excuse me, sir. You blew up the fucking X-ray machine?
Not cool, dude. Expensive.
Excuse me, sir, what is it? You need to put our electrical devices through the machine? Thank you.
But this Spider-Man is... That kid is Spider-Man. Looks like Spider-Man. Moves like Spider-Man.
Well, I like the fact that they didn't make him... They made him for modern day. And I know the listeners are like, you talking about fucking Amazing Spider-Man now? This shit came out a year ago.
Talking about the sequel, actually.
But
we're ahead of the game.
But I like the fact that they made him a realistic... He's not the cool guy, and he's not a complete pathetic nerd.
He's not a
Like, you know, and he's putting his glasses up with his fingers.
No,
like,
that first movie, he was pretty charming. He was sort of the kid under the stairs.
I like the kid under the stairs, and I like the whole, like, he's a skater, like, he skates, and he's like, all right, that's cool.
What was it? It's not Mary Jane. It's the cute blonde, right? Gwen Stacy.
Gwen Stacy. Apparently, Gwen Stacy dies.
She's supposed to.
I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
So that's gonna suck because I love Emma Stone. I'm a huge fan of Emma Stone, but I don't know. I'm hoping that this is one of the situations where they don't stick to the comics because Emma Stone's character.
But you know the story of how Gwen Stacy dies? Like, it's all tragic. He accidentally killed her.
I know.
Is this a spoiler alert for a movie?
You didn't know Electro. So
I know that there's a dude. I don't know him. Like the lizard. Dude, everybody knows that.
Kind of self-explanatory.
But I know his thing. His thing was injecting himself with...
Oh, you know the origin is what you're saying.
Yeah. That I know who he is, really.
Yeah, all of these comics, I mean, you got to remember that they were created like in the 40s, so they're all like...
And then a lightning storm hit, and then... All right.
That's how it happened with the sand guy, remember, in the other Spider-Man.
Was it a lightning storm in sand?
Well, no, there was some military experiment... That some guy just happened to get.
Yeah, I'm just walking through the desert, man.
I'm just walking through. I'm running from the law, and I ran into a military. Talk about your bad luck. Yeah. I'm running from the cops, and I run into a military base. Luckily, they didn't notice me as they were doing their high-profile experiment.
Woo!
Okay.
Dude, this weekend I saw Pacific Rim.
Was it great?
Here's the thing. It was simple. Well, it didn't make any sense. And I thought it was cheesy as fuck. You would have loved it, bro. Like, you would have loved it, man.
Ah, it seems amazing.
Yeah. It makes Die Hard 5 look like Die Hard 3.
Oh, it's amazing. I love... You know what's funny? You know what I was thinking about that? As I was listening to last week's podcast, and not to get into the whole conversation again, but you were like, Die Hard is more than an action movie.
It is more than an action
movie. It's not. And you know why? Because I proved it later on in the episode. I just didn't realize I proved it until I heard it again.
Yeah.
Braveheart, that's more than an action movie. A Gladiator, that's more than an action
movie. But those are much more. Those are dramas with action.
So those are more than an action movie. Die Hard is just an action movie. That's all it is. It may be a great action movie, but I think
the art of action movie was in Die Hard the original.
Great, but that's just an action movie.
But it was
just
an art.
Just because it's an archy action movie doesn't make it more than an action movie.
No, it does. It makes it a finer action movie.
It makes it a better one.
That's what, then let me
more,
change.
But
no,
not more.
Fine. It's not more. You're right. Well, I will agree.
On the record, I'm going to put that in the intro now. You're right. I'm going to put that in the intro from now on.
You're going to get down a little soundboard so you can say that whatever you want.
You're right. From now on.
But it is.
Whenever you disagree with me, I'm just going to, in post production. You're right. Good. All right.
You know what? Cool.
Moving on. That's all I wanted.
Talking with Zane. Something about it. So agreeable.
So agreeable. So he, you know, he sees my point of view on things. You know, it makes me feel as if I'm wanted and needed. So you didn't like Pacific Rim?
It was.
Did you like other Guillermo del Toro movies?
Yeah, but this dude, there's nothing about this movie that makes you think he made it. Literally, I got up and I was confused. I wondered what happened.
Pan's Labyrinth didn't confuse you?
No. I mean, I was confused.
Completely straight movie, was it?
No, this movie's completely straight. I was expecting Pan's Labyrinth with Godzilla.
Right. What, did you like Hellboy and Hellboy 2?
Yes. Those are pretty good. And they're well-made movies. This is just, it's too long. 2 hours and 20 minutes is too long to see a robot fight a big thing.
Well, that reminded me that it was going to... Well, this is one of my old school picks on my list that I haven't picked yet, but I was going to think about Robo Jukes.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, Robo Jukes.
It was a big mech warrior movie, right?
Yeah.
Like 80s? Like, it's pretty old, pretty cheap, right?
I'm going to say early 90s. That's what I'm going to say.
Because it reminded me of a movie and I couldn't remember the name of it.
I'm pretty sure you're talking about Robo Jukes? Is it? I'll tell you right now. What's the name of it? Yeah, I think it was...
Because the robots, like, everything was fun. It was simple. It was fun. It was, like, big things and then other big things, and then they beat the crap out of each other. I was down for that. But for 2 hours and a half, a little long.
Is that what your problem was? 220? That doesn't seem...
220, and it feels like 340.
I'm going to tell you, 220 is not... 220, you got to take away 5 minutes of the... This is the way I always do it. 220, you take away 5 minutes of the other credits, because that's your ending credits.
Okay.
And then you got to do a minute or two. Like, I always go like... I always take off 10 minutes. I don't know why. I just always go 220, go, I'll be in there for 210. I'm just going to be in there now. That's the way...
It's not about the actual time in the theater. It's about what it feels like and if it's worth it. Like, how long was Avatar? Avatar was long too, right?
Yeah, Avatar was like 220, 230. And I remember because right at 2 hours is when I didn't have a headache for 2 hours. And then right at 2 hours, I'm like, ow, ow, ow. Like, this pounding 3D headache came in at 2 hours. And then I'm like, this is the biggest scene in the movie. Ow,
that's
ow,
you
ow.
You saw Avatar in 3D, which everybody's
I
like.
I saw Avatar in 3D, and I had to leave because I had a gig to go to, and I had to leave. Those last 20 minutes, I didn't watch until I got home and saw it on DVD, you know, 6 months later. And then I enjoyed it so much more because it wasn't in 3D. At home, I enjoyed Avatar so much more.
We were talking with a buddy of mine, Richie Nagora. Another comic, local dude. And he's like, dude, watching Avatar in 3D is like having sex without a condom compared to watching a regular D, which is like wearing a condom. And I was like,
I disagree.
I was like, really? And he goes, yeah, and I hear this movie's even better. This movie's not worth the 3D at all.
I don't feel that way about any movie in 3D. I feel like 3D.
But I think if anyone, Avatar, maybe. Like, I didn't get to see it in 3D. I didn't get to watch Avatar 3. I watched a regular thing. It was pretty trippy. It was pretty awesome.
I don't think you missed anything, to be honest with you. I saw it in 3D and I was like, all right, it's good. I don't recall him going like, oh my God, this 3D is amazing.
No?
Not once. Not once. I completely disagree with
you. I definitely didn't do it during Pacific Rim. Like, at all.
Robojuke. Was it Robojuke?
It's one of those movies, man, that I know I saw like 6 times growing up.
Robojocks.
Robojocks.
I think I want to go ahead and say Robojocks.
Can we get an image?
I'm trying to see. Fuck, bro. Is it I know? Or is it Robot Jocks? Yeah, I think it's Robot Jocks. Sorry, 1989.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yes, that's it.
No, I know. What
are you? No, yeah. That's
but the that other robot fighting movie.
The other giant robot fighting movie? Gigantor, the film?
Actually, there is another one. It was called Real Steel with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
That actually wasn't bad. I actually liked it.
It wasn't too bad.
I thought it was going to be awful. I thought it was going to be complete garbage. And then I saw it, I go, hey, this is so that was literally my reaction. I was like, enemy.
So you liked it?
But if you see that, if you hear somebody say that about a movie, you go, okay, I know exactly what he means.
I'll wait till I get home. Yeah.
It's fine. Dude, I was thinking about this. I don't know how it came up with my friends this week, but I was wondering, how did it come up? Oh, we were talking about the racist chef, this chick.
Paula Deen.
Paula Deen. And I was like, hey, am I racist because I would fuck her? Is that wrong? Is that racist of me?
Because she put butter on everything?
Yeah, dude, I would fuck Paula Deen. Like, you would have fucked Paula Deen. And then we got into this whole conversation about what's the oldest woman that you'd bang. And then it got real messy real quick, dude. It got, that bitch is whack. And we started, like, yelling about 80-year-old women. And I wanted, and I was like, and then I thought to myself, no, Xander would fuck her. Xander would, I'm like, in my mind.
I don't know. I
was like,
Paula Deen? Yeah, would you why?
Bang, would you bang Paula Deen?
I don't think so. Like, the only reason I think, like, I would.
Girls next to you.
No.
I'm going to go ahead.
Is Paula Deen hot to you?
I don't think she's hot. I'm saying, would you? I'm not saying, hey.
Well, why would
I'm
I bang craving her?
After her?
Why would I bang her?
If the opportunity presented itself.
Here's the thing. I think banging Paula Deen would only be for one reason. That would be so that when you woke up in the morning, there's a piece of buttery biscuits and some eggs and some bacon.
That's any fat chick.
Yeah, it is.
That's actually right. That's actually a bit that because. I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but having sex with a big girl is the second best thing is the breakfast.
Breakfast in the morning.
The second best thing is the sex. The best part of that is the breakfast in the morning. And I do the whole thing, but my point is,
wow,
if the question presented itself, if the situation presented itself.
I don't think I would, though. Not Paula Deen. Like when
so
you
who's
got,
the oldest? Who's the oldest chick you've
How
banged?
Old is Susan Sarandon? She's hot as hell. Susan Sarandon? Tell me, she didn't come up in
your 60s.
All right, so we're going
that's
later.
Not, that's not like
how much older? Like what names were you guys throwing around?
I don't know. I was talking about Paula. How old is Paula Deen? I was like, all right. My friend said Betty White, and I go, I think you're just saying that for comedic effect.
Yeah,
I don't think you're really thinking about having sex with an 85-year-old woman. That's disgusting.
Is Barbara Eden still alive? Genie from IG
Regina? Yeah, but she doesn't look like Genie.
Yeah, but she probably
does not look like Genie. You hey, I'll pull her up, man.
Julie Andrews.
I'll pull her up.
Fucking Julie Andrews.
Who's Julie Andrews?
Julie Andrews. Mrs. Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. Okay.
She's still hot.
Yeah, she's hot. All right. Julie Andrews.
And she's got to be up there. She's got to be like 80.
I don't think 80. I think she's probably like 70 or something.
Okay.
Julie Andrews. Yeah, she looked great in the Princess Diary movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So that's good. I think the oldest person.
Who's
the chick? Who's the British lady? Helen Mirren. I would bang Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren looks like she used to be a cat back in the day. Like, rah, like good sex.
I've never heard that phrase before in my life.
Like a cat?
Like a cat. Like, I've never
like
heard
a panther,
that phrase. Like, it just threw me off.
Like
I was
panther.
Like, what? A cougar? Is that what you meant?
No. A cougar's an older. I mean, back in the day, she was like a. Wow. No?
All right.
Like
I'm not saying no.
Maybe
like,
I just
wow.
created my own expression,
you
bro.
Threw
like,
me
I
off. You go, she looks like she was a cat back then. I'm like, you think she metamorphosized?
Anamorphs and shit.
What?
She's a manimal.
That's awesome. She has her animal spirits. What?
But yeah, Helen Mirren looked like you used to in 1970. Take a couple shots with her, take her back to the hotel, and have an evening.
Yeah, who's older, Helen Mirren?
Julie Andrews is older than Helen Mirren.
How old is Julie Andrews?
How old is Julie Andrews? 77. Julie Andrews is 77. How old is Helen Mirren? 67.
Wow. Huge difference.
And she looks older. Helen Mirren looks older than
Julie Andrews.
Than Julie Andrews. I think it's because of the gray hair that she doesn't dye.
Yeah. She goes for that naturally look.
Yeah. Naturally look? Okay.
Naturally look.
That's fine. Naturally look. That's good. Sounds about right.
You're going to pick apart every goddamn expression I use today?
You did it last episode.
You're going to shoot out shitty expressions all day? Then I guess so.
You're going to shoot out grammatically incorrect expressions? Sure.
I'm dyslexic, bro.
What? I like the fact that dyslexia automatically threw in an accent, threw in a speech impediment.
Dyslexic.
Huh? I'm dyslexic. That's one of my favorite scenes in Cable Guy. When he goes, you know, my brother's a speech therapist. So?
So?
No, nothing.
What
nothing.
Are you talking about?
Nothing. So?
Steven,
nothing.
Come on, Steven.
No. Nothing. Yeah.
That was a good movie. A lot of people didn't like that movie when it came out.
You know why I didn't like it when it came out? Because I was, first of all, I was young and I was riding the Jim Carrey high of Ace Ventura and Ace Ventura 2, and The Mask. So I was expecting goofy comedy. And then it's a dark comedy. I liked it better as when I got older and I rewatched it. I liked it better. But I never, like, when a movie came out, I was like, this is one of Jim Carrey's worst movies. I thought it was, like,
you were disappointed in your hero.
Because you still hear it's a comedy. Like, when I remember when he did Men on the Moon, I was like, this is not a comedy, so I'm not expecting a comedy. Hollywood does sometimes, they shoot themselves in the foot. They market movies the wrong way.
They market it for what they think is going to sell instead of what it really is.
Yeah.
And then that disappointment is always bad.
Well, it's like, what's that movie with Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, that it was
The Breakup.
The Breakup, but it was sold much more like a
romantic comedy. And then it was sold like, oh, which side do you choose? Like, pick a side type of deal. Even when you get the DVD in the menu, it literally starts off with, like, you could either pick his side or her side. Like, they split the bed down the middle with the duct tape. Like, it's literally, to that extent,
even
the marketing.
The movie.
And in the movie, it's completely his fault.
Yeah.
Like, he even says, I fucked up. Yeah. There is no side
to choose. Like, either choose the right side or choose the wrong side.
And who is it, like, which one would you choose?
Heads,
like,
or tails? Only one is going to win, by the way.
Heads or heads? Okay.
Yes.
What? You want me to choose? Yeah, no, we're going to do a coin flip. But it's a two-headed coin. I know. But we're going to do a coin flip.
Play with me.
Best out of three. Like, what?
Best out of three.
But that's the way I felt. Like, the movies are marketed so wrong. And then I felt... But I don't know about Cable Guy. It's still a comedy. It's just not the goofy...
No, but it's warped.
It's a dark comedy.
Yeah. It's also not like a hard laugh movie. It's not like when you laugh, you're like, ah! In Cable Guy.
Yeah, it's like a Ben Stiller movie.
Ben Stiller. Oh, yeah.
God, the most overrated fucking guy.
How did he get that famous?
Well, his dad is famous.
Yeah.
His dad
Do you remember the Ben Stiller show?
Yeah, one
of the most awkward sort of sketch comedy shows ever.
That was a pretty decent show, though. That was the one that had Squishing Your Head. Was that one or The State? He was in both, I think.
I think that's The State, though.
Where he was like, squishing your head.
Right.
I don't remember. The State was the one that did that.
I haven't seen too much of.
The State was great, man. I remember one, to this day, I remember there's one sketch where two dudes come in. I'm sorry, a dude and a chick come in, and they're high school students, and they start making out over the bed. On the couch. And then behind them, like, four dudes in blue leotards pop up, and they're meant to signify his hormones. And then four pink girls in pink leotards pop up, and they're her hormones. And you see the guys going crazy. You see all the hormones are all going crazy. It's to signify the whole hormones thing.
No, genius.
But then
the
guys' hormones, like, literally get tired within, like, seconds. Like, and they're passing out. And then when the dude gets up out of the couch, he goes, all right, well, I'll talk to you tomorrow. The girls' hormones are still, like, going. They're still, like, they're still dancing. They're still going up and down. Like, What's going on? What's happening? And I saw that when I was maybe 10, 11 years old, and I was like, this is fucking brilliant. I remember, maybe not that young, maybe I was 14, but I was still thinking, wow, this is really smart. I get it. Like, I know what's going on.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I know.
10 years old, though. That's a complex sketch.
Maybe 14.
That's a complex sketch for a 10-year-old.
It's hormones.
You know, suddenly I realized,
hormones in our bodies.
This is such an advanced piece of art sketch. I mean, that's what this is.
If you think about it, he puts his balls in it. That's the other one. You ever know that one?
He puts his balls
when
in
he
it.
Goes, there's a guy that always, he goes, I put my balls on it. Like, he has two little actual, like, ping pongs. And then for everything, he's like, I'll dip my balls in it. That's the whole joke. It's just that ridiculousness over and over and over again. Anyways, you just came from a birthday party.
Yeah.
A 1-year-old.
Yeah. My brother's kid.
That's your brother? You didn't even mention you was your brother. You were talking about these people like they were fucking strangers. No, you can't mention.
I wouldn't
like,
go
these
to
these motherfuckers.
No.
Didn't even have alcohol. What fucking dicks? You were like bad mouthing these people. I'm like, oh, this must be like estranged friends. And you're like, no, it's my brother.
No,
it's my blood. It was a kid. My nephew. You never even said my nephew. You just said this kid.
I did say my nephew.
No, you said it was a kid's birthday party.
I texted you my nephew.
Oh yeah, you did text that, but you said this kid's birthday party.
No, this kid's birthday party.
I wouldn't go
to
this
kid's. I don't have a kid to take to some kid's birthday party. It's the only reason I was there. But it wasn't that. First of all, my brother's in Afghanistan. So there was a spickiness missing from this birthday party by
far. Is
that
why there wasn't alcohol until you got there?
Yeah, so her.
What's he doing in Afghanistan?
He's a soldier.
Okay.
He's protecting your freedoms, Nary.
I don't know. I didn't want to assume and be like, oh my God.
He's a contractor. Like, working at McDonald's.
Exactly.
In Beirut.
Exactly. I didn't want to be like, oh my God. Thank you for the service. And he's like, no, he's a contractor. And he does, yeah. And he's assembling a new pipe right now. There, he's a billionaire. Don't worry about it. He's not. There's no need to thank him. Trust me. He's getting enough money. He's not. I don't want to be a dick.
He steals the land from small tribesmen.
So he got into the military, and you didn't.
No.
Yeah, I have family in the military. I have like cousins who are Marines and like in the Air Force. Like the military goes back like in my family way back.
Oh, really?
And then me, I'm like, nah, I'm good.
You know, you don't see many military. Glasses are the closest thing you have
fuck
to the military.
Fuck that. My haircut's the closest thing.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Nah, but I'm also 30 something. It's a whole different ballgame. But
yeah.
When we were kids, all my cousins were in JROTC and all this shit there. And then like, oh, they became Marine. I remember like, Willie's a Marine. He's a fucking idiot. Like, that's not. I should say Willie because Willie's actually a smart one. Eddie. I was like, Eddie's a fucking Marine? Are you fucking kidding me? Like,
Marine, put pretty two much two to together. Be a Marine, all you got to do is follow orders and follow right.
What branch of the military is your brother?
No, he's in the army. He's an officer, actually. He's
really?
Yeah, he's sort of in control of this base in Afghanistan.
Wow, that's fucking heavy.
Yeah, right. It's better than being just like he's a grunt. If he has a little power.
Well, no, I just like, think he's not in the fucking field. He's like, hey.
No, exactly. No, go. He's an office. He's
you
in an office.
Like, go. You go. Go. Me, I'll stay.
Be careful.
Careful, buddy.
Watch your back.
Careful. Hey, careful. I'll be right here waiting for you guys to come back.
But the thing is, it's his wife who I'm great friends with, but it was her and her friends that kind of put this party together. Yeah, and it was a little girly.
Did they call him?
No.
What do you mean the party was a little girly? It's a boy.
Yeah. Right? It was planned by a bunch of women.
Tell me Rosdoro, please, God.
Gardens. Oh, I just brought you a cupcake that looks like a mushroom, right?
Yes.
So check this out.
Shut the fuck up.
Here's...
Garden.
My brother.
Because I thought that was like Super Mario Brothers.
No. They dressed him up like a porcupine. All right, let me explain why, though.
He's a year old, so.
It's cute. Adorable. Right. It is adorable. He looked adorable, yeah. But my brother's call sign on Halo was porcupine. Like, so it's like boom, 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 guns exploding aliens, porcupine. And they took that.
Well, I think we want to talk about why your brother's call was porcupine.
I'm not even sure. That's his own little thing.
That was like,
but the point.
That's his one time to be feminine. Like he can't be feminine in his life at all because he's in the military.
But he's like, so he's I'm like, killing aliens. I want to go porcupine. Adorable.
Sonic. Huh?
I'm like really dangerous on the back, but I'm all soft on the inside.
If you get to know me, I'll show you the cuddly side.
I'll get on
but
my
until
back.
Then, I'm very defensive. I'm just very defensive, and I just
don't touch me.
Yeah, until we get to know each other, and then maybe I'll show you my insides.
But yeah, so they took this concept all the way, and everything was like I was feeding him. They had gummy worms in crushed up Oreos because it looked like dirt. Like it was very themed. This is highly themed. A lot of concept went into this thing.
Dude, I just,
but it's a 1 year old book, a Carvel cake, a sprinkler outside. Done.
Nah, you say that now, but if you ever have kids. If you ever have kids, it's going to be a different
I love how Nary just looked at my girlfriend and shaked his head like don't procreate with this one. What about him says, I want more.
He's godless. He's godless. He's a heathen. Listen, no, but if you, like you say that, right? Like, and here's the thing. When my daughter turned one, I was the same mentality. I was like, hey.
Simple.
Let's just go to, I told my wife, I'm like, me and you, we go to Disney World. She's free. Right, we kind of have a hookup at Disney World, uh-huh. Right, for the entrances. I'm like, so let's just go, me and you, and everybody else could fuck off, right? And then that's it. So she goes, oh, okay. And then she goes, oh, you know what we could do? She goes, we could have like a little cupcake get together, afterwards, you know, not in Disney World, you know, and then we go to Disney World a week later, the weekend of actual birthday, we go and have like a little cupcake get together. I'm like, man, that's fine. Cupcake.
Hey, that sounds great. I'm
like, that sounds fine. So we go to Disney World, everything's fine. Spend a shitload of money, everything's fine. Whatever. It's her, you know, it's her birthday, whatever. It's fine. It's only me and my daughter and my wife.
Yeah.
Come back home the next week. There's a fucking bounce house. There's, no, I swear to God, there are bocaditos everywhere. there's a keg and a thermos full of, I'm not lying to you, it was probably like, you're talking about like there's no alcohol at this birthday party of yours.
Yeah.
There was literally, without exaggerating, probably like 7 or 8 different kinds of beer. Nice. And I was like, how did this?
That's what I mean.
It was probably 87 people. I'm not lying. It was probably like 87 people.
For a cupcake get together.
And I'm like,
isn't that a cupcake get together?
There was a tent. I was like, this is not.
We went to Disney World.
I told my wife this actually this week when she was talking about her next birthday party. I'm like, I'm not getting bamboozled again. I'm not. I got
one or the other.
I'll get bamboozled. I go, no. We're not doing this shit. I'm not. She wants me to take her to Disney World again. And I go, first of all, no.
Nope.
One thing is taking a 1 year, because everybody says that you don't take when they're really young, you don't take them to Disney World. I don't want to take my kid to Disney World until she's like 7.
So she can really enjoy it.
Not only about really enjoy it. Everybody says that, but the reality is, so they don't fucking piss me off, right?
And I leave them there.
Because you're in line. People don't understand. You're in line for an hour at a time, 40 minutes. If it's a short line,
it's 40. A small child trying to keep their attention.
Trying to keep an infant's attention, a 1-year-old, it was difficult, but we kind of.
Well, you can hold it. You can just hold it.
Yeah.
If you just hold it tight enough, it won't leave.
We put her in a stroller and we just rocked her back and forth a couple times.
Simple joys.
A 2-year-old, simple joys. That shit is not going to happen, Jack. So I was like, and my wife turns my daughter on me. She'll show her, my daughter loves Minnie Mouse. So she'll be like, Minnie. She's like, look, that's Minnie's house. Tell daddy you want to go to Minnie's house. I'm like, whoa.
Look at this one.
And I told her, I'm like, I will stab you in this restaurant. I will stab you with a fork in your eye. Like, people won't even, like, doubt me. They don't even know what happened.
She said, look, this is where Minnie's. Yeah.
What a bitch. Oh, yeah, yeah. Crazy. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Women, bro.
Yeah.
Why are you guys here? 30-year anniversary.
Steph is looking at you like, you know I'm your ride, right? You know I could just leave you here, you asshole? Like, I could just bounce? Ugh. That's a very girly 1-year-old for a dude. What's a kid? No, you didn't want to say the kid's name. Was the kid's name Porcupine?
No. Liam.
Say Sonic.
Liam. He's got like a Scottish warrior name. Liam.
Like Liam Nielsen?
Like Liam, yeah.
That's
Liam.
The only Liam that I would know.
There's.
If it wasn't for Liam Nielsen, I would be like, well, Liam, what kind of fucking name is Liam?
Liam.
I really wouldn't. Have you ever heard Liam before?
You watched Angel, right? You're an angel.
Yeah,
that's his real name.
Oh, is it?
Before Angel was
okay. Angel. Right. I haven't seen it in years. I was actually thinking.
No. But yeah, we're both fans. I think that's partially where they got the name from.
Daddy used to love it.
It's a good name.
I think it's a weird name. I don't dislike
Liam,
it.
Liam, William, like all those names are the same name. Bill, Liam, William.
You know, it's funny because I wanted to my son's name. Well, now it's up for grabs. But we had talked about this years before we even had our daughter. My wife was like, I know my daughter's name already. And this is when we first started dating. We were like a year in dating. So it wasn't like crazy for her to say that, but it was borderline. It was a little borderline, right? So then I was like, hey, and I told her this. I go, hey, not for nothing. And I'm not saying it is with me or not with me. I know you weren't saying that. But don't you think the father of the child should have a say in that? She's like, no. She's like, my daughter's name has been chosen. Now you
by a council, you by the council of 12 on the mountain of Olympus.
It's been chosen, okay?
A dove was released from 1,000 miles and found its way to the holy cave.
It had 3 options and it was chosen. I don't know. But you're absolutely right. But she, fast forward. All right, 2 ironic things. One, fast forward years later when we have our daughter, that wasn't a name that we named her, right?
Yeah.
It had nothing. I don't remember what the name was supposed to be, but I know for a fact that it wasn't what it ended up being. So then, you know, go back to that conversation. I was like, well, I think I'll pick up. I'm like, what? So we got into that whole, how can that be? And she was like, yeah, women do that. And I found it very weird that women name their children before they're even
born.
In a relationship and so then I said, how come guys don't do that? It was even an early premise of mine back in the day, but I never really actually
worked it out.
But I said, you know, guys don't do that. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to go with my kid's name is going to be Maximus. And then she was like, no. My wife was like, no. That's where she's like, no. And I said,
Max.
But then I went with every, like, this is what I did. I did it very logical. I went with Max first because I knew that's the name I really wanted. So then every name after that, I went crazier and crazier because I knew she wasn't going to go for it. Then I went to Clark and she goes, no. And then I went. I think Clark is great, but the fact is that her Hispanic family, my Hispanic
Claro,
family,
Claro,
we won't be able to pronounce
Mira,
it.
Mira, Claro.
Claro.
Claro. Muffled noise at the end.
Clark and what else did I go with? I went with a bunch of other ones. I went with Leonidas. Yeah, I went with Leonidas. No.
Leo, and that's not bad.
I said William, and she goes, "That's a good one." I go, "But middle name has to be
Wallace."
Has to be. And then she was like, "No." And so when I finally said Leonidas, she was like, "You know what, Maximus? It's not that bad. That's not that bad." Which is exactly what I wanted to get from her. The fucked up thing is that now Robert Kelly has his son was just born like 2 months ago,
and he
named him Maximus. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to fucking. And I know Robert. I know Bobby. So I'm like, I don't.
Yeah.
And then my kid's born after him.
What's your name, your kid?
Yeah.
Maximus.
I named him Maximus.
Come on, kid.
But you're a kid.
Kid.
Yeah, but my
kid, look at
come
you.
Come on, dude. Yeah. My kid's older. You fucking named him after
that's
my
what
kid.
That's you named your kid, dude.
Fuck.
Dude.
That's what you're going to do. So I don't want to. And I've been wanting that name again. My wife and I have been together now. It would be 6-7 years. So I've wanted that name since then.
Didn't you guys? You had an episode with your wife a while back, right? Where you discussed naming your daughter after a month or joking about it, right?
That's the way it
started. September, spring.
It actually was September. because the way the joke started was like there's all these kids named April and May and June. And so my birthday month is September, and I joked around. I said, well, how come there's nobody ever born in September? We all laughed. Yeah, imagine September. And then literally we both were joking about it, and we both started repeating it over and over again.
And you're like, and there's a ring.
It's actually not bad.
It's got a ring to this shit.
Not bad. And my wife was like, hey, it's not bad. So we actually decided before my daughter was born that it was going to be September or Brooke, middle name Lynn. So it could be Brooklyn. And I thought, all
that's
right.
Cute.
So then I thought it was gonna be either September or Brooklyn. And then my wife gets pregnant. I'm like, hey, what about? She's like, no, we're gonna go. Like she totally just karate chopped that whole. It had been like 3 or 4 years of like, this is what the name's gonna be. And then she went when it was time for it. She was like,
Brooklyn is dangerous because Brooklyn is a stripper name. Brooklyn is a stripper name.
Well, Brooke is a stripper. Brooke is already a dirty white girl name. Yeah, it's a white girl name. I get it. I understand.
But Brooke and Lynn.
But the only reason
she gives $10 lab dances at the.
Only reason I liked Brooklyn random. Is because we were gonna move to Brooklyn years ago. We were gonna move to Brooklyn, and I thought that'd be funny and cute, whatever. All right. But then September came, and I'm like, I really like. And then I tell that to people, and people go, "Oh my god, poor child!" Imagine. I go, "No, I actually really still like it. Like I'm not even joking around." People look. If you think about it, people name their kid April, May, June. September. They name their kid Summer.
Spring. No.
No, it was Summer. What was the other one? Autumn.
Autumn.
So they go autumn. So autumn. What was the other one? Summer. April, May, June. There was another one.
August. I'm born in August.
August is a dude.
That is a pretty good dude name. Yeah, August. Augustine.
There was a movie called August. Yeah.
Is that the little kid who plays guitar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Never saw it.
So there was a kid. So there's all these names that are beginning with months or seasonal, and nobody ever paid. Like, it boggles my mind. Like, I really get passionate about this. I'm like, nobody, if you said I'm naming my kid June, nobody goes, yeah,
that's
a month.
Yeah.
You're naming a kid a month's name? But you say September, people lose their fucking minds.
Here's the only thing I have with September. What do you short it to?
And you're right, but here's the thing. Coming from a guy named Neri, I never had a short name because my name is Neri.
Yeah.
I never had a nickname in my life. I never had a short name.
I was curious if your name was like Neronaldo or
something. No, that's my people name is Neri. That's my full name. People go, what's it short for? I go, my parents have a sense of humor. That's what it's short for. My parents knew I was going to be a comic. That's what it's short for. No, it's not for short for anything. So September, and then So that whole thing died down. My daughter was born. We named her something completely different. And then now, lately, we've been talking about, you know, having another kid. And then she, my wife texts me. She goes, you know, the more I think about it, the more I really like September. And here's the thing. I said,
for a dude?
No, for a girl. It's a girl. I don't think it'll be for a boy. And here's the thing. She's the thing. I know I'm going to have another girl because God hates me. So okay. I know I'm going to have another girl. Yeah. Like, it's not even.
Yeah.
I get it. It's.
No, of course. Everybody's like, bro, if you ever have a kid, it's a girl. Because you.
I have a bit about that on stage where people said that to me when I first was saying, oh, I have a girl. Like, oh, that means you're an asshole to women. And I was like, really?
Not an asshole.
Does it look like it? Look at me. Does it look like you pull off the asshole move?
You know how much abuse I've gotten from women?
Are you fucking insane?
If anything, it's a joke because that just means that a new woman I created is going to ruin my life. That's it.
Look at this.
It's just a continuing chain of shit.
And people really think that. People in audiences, they really go, no, yeah, you were an asshole to women. I'm like, does it look like you could pull that off? I'm not saying there's not assholes out there, but you gotta fucking have money or good looking. You can't look be at all of this.
I'm clearly interesting
asshole.
And good to talk to.
Yeah,
like, clearly, I'm a shoulder to cry on.
Look at this. All right? I watch chick flicks, obviously.
That's what I do. I cook you dinner, baby. Yeah,
Ugh. But, so then, I'm pretty much convinced that I'm gonna have another girl. So then September, we like, and then I told her, I said, I really like Lucille. For Lucy.
And the comedy thing,
because of Lucille Ball, like that to me,
of course,
is to me. She goes, I don't like Lucille, like I love Lucy, like I think, like literally, I love the name Lucy.
Yeah.
And I go, that would be the first female name that I would be like, this is because of, like, this is for a reason. Like, Lucille Ball was a fucking baller,
a baller and a hot.
She was the fucking like a lot of people, a lot of women, like, I'm fucking independent and I'm the right. No, this bitch was
Lucille Ball was independent.
She was
not only dealt with this Cuban uptight, drunk, abusive, womanizing piece of shit, but then left him.
Why are you talking about this like that, bro? I don't want to talk like that. You know, one of the biggest heartbreaks that I had was maybe when like they 5 years ago when I found out that they were divorced.
You didn't know?
Like, up until like 5 years ago, I didn't know. I'm like, no. I've watched documentaries on them and shit. I just did. I guess it just.
Every Cuban woman in my family was like, no, you know what? Desi doesn't deserve that. That esa gringuita redhead is super good, super funny. Everyone loves Lucy. Nobody likes Desi.
That's so fucked up. You know.
But it's true.
You know. I forget. Desi, the last person that Desi talked to was Lucy over the phone.
Oh, yeah. No.
And it was on his birthday. She wished him happy birthday. And he said, I love you. Good night. And then he died.
Yeah.
Died in his sleep.
It does give a beautiful cap off to that love story.
I'm like, wow, that's a fucking, that's a beautiful. I don't know. So
how do you not love Lucy?
That's what I'm saying. But she loves the show. But
big hips.
She loves the show, but she just doesn't like the name Lucille. She doesn't. And I'm like, I don't know. I love the fucking name. So those are the two things. I don't know how we got into the whole name thing.
Mm-mm. There's a little bit of romance to the name Lucille.
Yeah. Nobody knows. Nobody can hear you. The microphone's off.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to turn it on.
Yeah, which the last episode proved.
We made an attempt. I think it may be this one. You want to try it? Hold on. Let's try it.
No, which one is this? It has to be one of these three.
No, hold on. Speak.
Hello? No, nothing.
It has to be.
Speak.
Hello? Nope. There's something there. No, I'm speaking. Okay, I don't know. It's going to be really boring few seconds for everybody.
All right.
There it is.
Look at that mic check. A little mic check in the middle. Would you say there was...
You were saying about Lucille Ball. You were saying, let's go back and duplicate the magic of your comments.
Lucille, romanticism.
There is. I love the name. I thought you brought me the whole cupcake. That's the whole. I have this whole bit on stage.
Never seen your comedy, but
it's my clothes.
Don't even know.
Not only is it my clothes, it's what I saw my t-shirts for. Like, if you see my t-shirts, they actually have a whole. It's a whole cupcake.
Oh, really?
Yeah. People. And I thought it was funny because when you brought it up to me, I'm like, did he go on my website? Fucking. And then you're like, no, I went to a party. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm
just thinking you like a cupcake.
I grabbed the cupcake and I was like, bro, I'm not going to eat this. Exactly. This guy's going to smile.
So I went from, oh my God, it's so nice. He went and saw my comedy and then he brought me something that it's like, it went from that to like, bro, I'm not going to eat this shit. So it's better than throwing it away, but only kind of.
Yeah.
So
it's like, at least I don't have to hold on to this.
Yeah, at least I don't have to look for a garbage can. Here you go, buddy. Here you go. Enjoy. Sorry. It's like, it's that type of situation whenever I hear somebody say, hey, like when somebody comes up to me and goes, what's up, bro? I go, huh? You listen to, You're just saying what's up, bro. Okay, never mind. Like, I'm fucking very egocentric and shit.
I think I texted you out of nowhere the other day, and I wrote, "Hey, what's up, bro?" Ugh, I can't write that.
Hey, woo, bro.
I gotta be like, "Hey, man, how's it going?" Like, I have to say something other than,
dude, you know, Orlando.
Sure,
Orlando.
Orlando Lema.
Yeah. He is the most. He is like the politest person on earth via text. Like, he really, he's like, "Hey, good day, Neri. Hope this text finds you well." Like, he is for real.
No,
like, I've done roaches with him. Like, he's my dude. Like, we go out, we hang out. But like via text, and I just, every time I get a text from him, I grind my fucking teeth, bro. I'm like, there is nothing. He is so
famous. It's like an old school letter.
To whom it may concern,
I hope this text message finds its way to you ever valiantly to the storms of the day.
Please send two doves my way if you do incur. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
But like, I do believe I've come down with the vapors. Oh, the vapors. Oh, I may have drank one or two too many sassafrases.
Did you know what vapors was back in the day?
It's you're wearing a corset.
No, when people go, they will get dizzy spells. You know how they used to relieve that? You used to go to the doctor, and the doctor would masturbate.
Vibrators.
Yeah, no, it's
and now then you have to go to the doctor for. Yeah, it was hysteria.
You're sticking two different things though. The vapors is when they would faint because
I just want to talk about masturbation.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Ooh, I'm gonna bring it right back. Trust me. The vapors is because every woman back then like wore corsets. Like,
that's your orgasm.
How you doing? Yeah.
No, your organs.
Your orgasms. Steph goes, that's your orgasms talking. Is it?
No, that was
what do you do to her? What do you do to her, Xander? Xander's orgasm. You give her orgasms that mimic a corset, tying her organs in restraints.
That's intense.
That's Jesus.
Well, yeah, that was
organs.
Hysteria, man. And then they would sell home vibrators. Like, vibrators were completely medical devices.
Yeah. Okay.
4 o'clock appointment at Dr. Love.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man, I would have loved to have been a doctor back then.
Are you kidding?
Jesus Christ!
I am a professor.
I would specify.
I'm
the
leader of hysteria.
I'm a specialist in hysteria. And then there'll be a dude's doctor. Have hysteria. Fuck you. Fuck off. I don't do you. I don't do guys. Shit. I don't remember how we got into the
vibrators. That was making fun about Orlando.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? Going back to that, is like the reason why it upsets me, and it's not because it's Orlando, it's because it's anybody. I really do.
It's just because it's someone.
It's because I'm from Miami. I'm not used to extreme politeness. I'm fucking not. Like, I'm really not. I go to, you could be able to Sarasota or some shit where somebody, like a stranger in the street,
would
be
how
like,
you doing?
How are you? Good morning. And I'm like, good morning. Who the fuck do you think you are? Like, I'm just like, oh, fuck yourself, bro. Like, don't ever. Like, I really get like that. I really, like, it's so, and I've caught myself in the moment.
Yeah.
When somebody goes, good morning, I'm like, good morning. Do I know you?
Look at this.
Do I know you?
See, that's what
I'm gonna... And I go, oh, shit. Oh, I'm sorry. Good morning. I'm sorry. Let me put my knife away. yes, ma'am. Good morning.
I love how they can't see this on the podcast. It was a shank.
Yeah.
You had a little shank.
No, I had the folding knife.
It was a 1-inch knife.
Yeah, because I'm not a criminal. I'm not walking around with a machete. The fuck kind of shit is that? You just walk around with your little handheld knife and you just fold it back in the face. What am I, fucking Crocodile Dundee? Just walking around.
All that annoying.
This is a knife. Just hold this whole
that's
shit.
That's a spoon, dude. Yeah, that's, I'll see you played knifey spoonie before. Simpsons, man.
You fucking quoting The Simpsons?
That's a great show.
Jesus.
Oh, what?
That's I love The Simpsons. I know. You know what the funny thing is? I had watched up until like the 8th season. I had watched every episode.
Probably. And I stopped watching eventually. They just kept going.
They just going. Never stopped. Ever. Like, that I love when people go, oh my God, I've seen every Simpsons episode ever. I'm like, how about last week? No.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, I missed that one. Okay.
Did you see that South Park episode? The Simpsons did it.
Oh, yeah,
Simpsons did it.
The Cartoon Wars. That was the Cartoon Wars.
Oh, that was great.
I just talked about that with somebody.
Really?
I thought that was you. No.
Maybe.
I don't know.
No.
I just talked about it with somebody else, and they were like, "No, you didn't see it." The whole manatees thing, the way Family Guy's
written is that whole idea is so geniusly funny.
It is, but it's very accurate.
Very
true. I think,
especially the early Family Guy,
Yeah, they've strayed away from
people
that a
little
bit.
People got into Family Guy and would come to me, and just like Carmen in that episode. Oh, I bet you love Family Guy. Because you
like
sound,
Family Guy?
No. This was when it first started. Yeah, I was kind of against it because I would watch it and I was like, none of these jokes have anything to do with each other. Like, he's just, he's like, Knight Rider.
This was I wish we would have had this conversation before the Die Hard conversation.
Why?
Because I would not have engaged you in Die Hard. Because if you're looking for rhyme or reason in a 30-minute animated cartoon series, I'm like, these jokes don't have anything to do with one another.
The dog's talking.
That statement, yeah. The dog is talking and nobody understands the baby except for the dog. What the fuck is going on? Like, if you would have said that to me before the Die Hard, I'm like, fuck you.
The Simpsons and South Park have more of a plot line in their cartoon.
Yes, and it's not as funny. There, I said it. It's not as funny.
I'm like waiting.
Yeah, I'm there. It's not as funny. It's not. It's not. The Simpsons is not as funny as Family Guy.
If you would have let me finish, this was my problem, my pretentious problem with Family Guy back in the day. I disagree now. I love Family Guy now.
Now, because they don't do it as much.
Because they learned how to do it a little better.
I disagree. I think
you think the first season is funnier.
Written wise, yes. Obviously, it looks like garbage, so that's why I can't even look at it. I'm like, just let me hear the jokes. I can't watch this awfully drawn cartoon. I can't watch it. The early seasons to me is tough to watch for the Family Guy. But I just love the way they're ran. I love the randomness. I'm like, it's fucking great to me.
No, I agree now.
You know what I don't like about Family Guy? There's my only ugh about Family Guy is the fucking musicals. We get it, Seth. You're gay.
Yes.
Please stop.
Look, Seth MacFarlane, seriously, has to come out of the closet.
Seth MacFarlane, he put out an album.
Of crooner like fucking Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, yeah. And he was promoting this on Twitter, and it's the one time that I've ever talked shit to a celebrity on Twitter. And she goes, "Oh, new album. My new album's going to come out. Whatever." He's promoting it. And I go, "So let me get this straight. You want me to go buy what I fast forward through on Family Guy?
No.
Is that what you want me to fucking do? This is awful. Why would I fucking buy that piece of shit? I didn't put the whole piece of shit, but I'm like, you want me to buy what I fast forward through on Family? I literally fast like when it gets to the music, they go blah, 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 blah. Okay, and
really, a bag of weed, a bag of weed. Everything is better with a bag of weed.
No. I watch them once, and if it has a musical, I'll sit through the musical the first time once. I watch the episode. Yeah,
once.
You do that again, we are not brothers. Like, I literally get that fucking like, ugh.
Never touch my tie. My mother did that to me once. Once. Ooh, old school. That's going to be my old school pick.
All right. We'll talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. No, I just thought of it.
We'll talk about that a little bit. Yeah, I saw Moneyball today for the first time. I haven't seen
Moneyball yet.
It was good. It was really good. Yeah, it was really good. I liked it.
Isn't Jonah Hill in that
thing? Jonah Hill.
How is he? Is he hold up?
I think, here's the thing. Everybody's like, oh, Jonah Hill plays a straight character. I'm like, you know, he plays a straight
character. Well, he never plays a straight character.
You know, he doesn't do comedy or whatever. Yeah. But this time he actually played a straight character. And I don't think it was bad, and I don't think it was good.
You thought it was.
I think it was. Like
It existed.
I've never done any kind of formal acting in my life, and I think I could do that. I have no doubt. And maybe that's a huge compliment to him, because I know a lot of people, they watch a comedian and they go, well, if he could do it, I can do it. Because when you're
wrong.
Because when you're really good, it makes it look easy.
You're supposed to look like you're in a living room.
Right.
Like, yeah.
So when you're really good, you make it look easy. I just didn't see anything from him. Like, there was nothing in his character that made him draw, like, real emotion. He was kind of scared shitless.
What was he? He was just that level?
No, he was a dude. Yeah, he was just very...
Scared shitless.
He was scared shitless in the very beginning. And then in the middle, he just became the
less scared shitless.
Yeah, he wasn't scared shitless. He was just like, yeah, I don't think we should make that trade. Okay. Nah, that guy has a horrible average. Okay. And there's nothing... Again... I may be paying him a compliment without me even knowing. Like, I really, now that I say it out loud, that I've heard a lot of people say that. Oh, if he could do it,
comedy,
I can.
Like, dude, no, comedy and drama are not the same thing. No, I've done both. I was an actor like I did for years, and I just did a one-act play now. Acting dramatically?
That sounds awful.
No, it was.
One-act play, just...
No, it's a festival. It's like a bunch of... It's like... It's almost like going to a showcase show of stand-up, except it's plays.
What's that word that he was using earlier, Steph? To describe the party that wasn't... What's the word?
That was hipster.
Hipster. That sounds very hipsterish, bro. One act plays. One act plays don't sound hipsterish to you.
No, there are
the oldest. There are artsy-fartsy is another word for saying hipster, is it not?
I think that hipster doesn't mean any. It makes no sense, that phrase. Like, I used to be called a hipster.
You use it
for
all the time.
Flannel. No,
like,
I know
you use
I do
it all the time,
and I use it incorrectly, okay. Constantly.
Very much incorrect. You used it today. They're fucking hipsters, bro. They have pictures of the family.
They
all
are
all over the place. No. I was like, they love each other.
She was correct. She was right. What she said. They happen to also be hipsters, but I was just naming shit that I've been swallowing for 4 hours at that party.
Okay, like, so you were hipsters because you wore flannel, which I think is a
I
correct statement.
But why?
Because hipsters wear flannel.
Okay.
And they wear flannel in heat.
The problem,
like, they wear the long sleeve shirts even though it's hot.
Cotton is not that hot, bro. It breathes.
But you sweat profusely, Xander. You're sweating right now.
I'm drinking vodka.
We're in air conditioning. You're underneath the vent and you're sweating profusely. You're wearing a t-shirt and you're still sweating. I can imagine you with, I can imagine you with a flannel long sleeve shirt in Miami. This is we're taping at night, for God's sake. It's not even like it's the
Miami,
sun.
Dude.
It's not even like the sun.
The sun
is
never gone.
Dude, I saw this kid where he was wearing a long sleeve. This is the look that gets me. The long sleeve flannel shirt. Tight.
No.
Tight. Yeah. And then tight pants. Like, you got to fucking spray paint.
Yeah. Yeah. You look like Garth Brooks.
And part of me, I'm not, okay, it's an easy joke, but it's the truth. Part of me is a little jealous that you can wear pants that tight. Can I get it? I can't. So, all right. I'm a little jealous. But, dude, that whole...
See, to me, like, the line of hipster...
I got my frames, like, 3 years ago.
Somebody could have said hipster, though, right?
And then the year before, where every NBA player and post-game was wearing them. Mm-hmm. And I remember walking to the green room. Mind you, I wore contacts most of the time. But it was, like, a Sunday. And if it's a Sunday, I'm not wearing the contacts. I just let my eyes breathe, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But I wore my... And then I remember Ramon Garcia walked into the green room. And he goes, you too, with those glasses. Like, I had these. At that point, I remember, bro, I've had these for, like, over a year.
I was at a karaoke bar once. Hipster, maybe. But a group of hipsters.
Bad. That's douchebag.
No, I love karaoke bar, bro. Yo.
Oh, no, you're singing to the choir.
Okay, I'm preaching to the choir.
But they're still douchebag.
All right, but a table of hipsters come in. This is 12 people sitting at one large table. Of the 18 of them, 12 of them had, not that frame, but you know that Clark Kent-looking frame. How the fuck do you have a conversation where 6 of the people you're talking to have the same exact eyewear of
or
you?
Or same exact look, I think.
Yeah, like, oh, look at your bangs and your glasses.
That's what I think the hipster thing is. Like, when all your friends
look like
just
you.
Like you,
and
like,
you. And yet you think you look unique. like, look at us. Let's be unique together.
I like the fact that that's what part that bothers me about hipsters. They're like, oh, I don't do that. That's so mainstream. I'm like, but you've become mainstream.
You've created a whole other stream. Look at this stream.
Yeah, that's
it's a river, bro.
It's a huge fucking stream.
Drowning in it.
That may be the mainstream, and you may be something else, but you're in a large fucking stream your own.
This is a canal system, guys.
Yeah, and that's the part that bothers me is when people go, I don't watch that movie because that movie's direct. I mean, it's just one of those big budget Hollywood action flicks.
Yeah,
fun.
It's fucking fun. What's the big deal? What's going on? Like, I don't understand why people down on shit that's mainstream only for the sake of it being mainstream.
Yeah.
So, did you like Battleship?
Seen it.
Oh, okay.
But it was it based on the game? Was it supposed to be the game movie?
No, it's based on the game.
But the game has no story.
Exactly. So they have to write their own
story. But were there aliens?
Yeah, there were aliens. Yeah. I thought it was fucking great, to be honest with you.
But, it might be entertaining. But that's the kind of movie that you don't go looking for plot. Die Hard, I did.
Oh my god.
But Battleship, no.
Steph,
but
please interrupt.
I want him to understand.
You know what I realized, Steph? I realized this while I was listening back to the last episode. I was like, I'm glad Steph was there. Because there was one point when you were like, let me stop you guys because you're going to continue going. And I swear to God, up until that moment, I was like, oh my God, we would have fucking kept on going the entire episode. And I was so glad when you go, let me cut in. And I'm like, oh, please, God, thank you. Like, I remember listening back to the episode like a couple times going, like, we need stuff there. Because there's going to be other Die Hard movies that are not Die Hard. Like, there's going to be other topics that we get into that we won't stop.
Like,
I need a mediator. I need someone to go.
What I was saying about Battleship might be entertaining as hell. I haven't seen it, but that kind of movie could be fun.
Well, did you think? Did you like Transformers?
The first one? Yeah.
Okay.
The first one was fun. It was fun. Yeah.
I
didn't like the Dark Side of the Moon.
I like that. That's part three. I like part three way better than part two.
Really?
Way better than part two.
I didn't watch part two.
Okay. Did you with the Egyptian? Fucking with the Egyptian.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. The one in Egypt was the one I hated.
That's part two.
That is part two. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I hated that one.
The Dark of the Moon is the other one.
Oh, then that one I didn't see.
Dark of the Moon is a lot of it was in Chicago. Like, they shot it in Chicago. And
yeah, that I didn't see. The Egypt one, it felt like a
blonde girl.
Yeah, the blonde girl. Yeah. I like the fact that you said blonde girl and you moved your open and close your hand in front of your face. You're like, blonde girl.
I'm trying to remember.
You're a blonde girl.
I'm trying to remember her face.
Shiny thing.
Yes. Yeah, like she was like ethereal. She was. Yeah. I don't know how to.
Ethereal.
I don't know what that means.
She was like otherworldly pretty.
It's called ethereal.
No, ethereal.
No, you are right. It is ethereal. But it's one of those, you know, those random words you read all the time and no one else has ever said it in front of you?
No, you lost me at reading. You lost me at reading.
Neither one of us is with you on this one.
I have family that is mostly Hispanic and they pronounce things incorrectly all the time.
Right.
And my mom has always said the word that way.
No, but yeah, yeah. You read ethereal? Wow. Yeah, but you should. Right? Like, she's like, she looked earthreal. I'm like, earthreal?
But then I knew it was wrong. Like that's an angel. That's why I did the thing.
Oh, you mean like ethereal and shit.
You know what's funny? You keep saying that. I'm like, what the fuck is ethereal? Like,
yo.
Ethereal's correct way to say it. What the fuck?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like,
damn, bro. Angela, okay. I'm a huge Megan Fox fan. So, any chick to me, like, you're like, real pretty one. You mean Megan Fox?
No, you know, a lot of people bag on her, but I actually really like Megan Fox.
Why does anybody bag on her? Everybody goes, she can't act.
I'm like, people hate on her. If you watch Jennifer's Body, I love her.
That's what I was going to say. Man. Did you see that movie?
Yes.
Can you tell that a stripper wrote it? Can you tell that a stripper wrote that movie?
Yeah, but you know what? I wanted an escort to write the movie. it was such the biggest cock tease of earth.
You
I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so hot. Oh my God, they're about to make out too good. Okay. Well, there goes nothing, buddy. I'm looking at my dick like, come on, buddy. Let's go somewhere else. Sorry.
It's like Mean Girls and Tremors put together.
I think Mean Girls and Tremors is a great old school pick.
Mean Girls
is one of the most overrated comedies ever. Like, I didn't see it when it first came out. I didn't see it, like, even after, like, 5 years, I hadn't seen it.
I think for the movie for the audience that it was supposed to be for, like, teenage kids, that was a pretty dope comedy.
I watch a lot of movies that I go, okay, I get it for that. Like, I watched Dora the Explorer, dude. And I go, dude, this is a good show. Like, I really say that.
Really?
I'm like, this is a good show.
Yo,
like,
the pencil's behind you, bitch.
Because I'm my cousin is like that. She's 19, and she's like, this is so fucking stupid. The monkey's right behind her. Why can't she see it? Like,
it's a kid show.
Take it easy, buddy.
It's not for you.
Yeah, it's not. She really.
No, it is. If you're smoking a pot, bro, Dora the Explorer.
But
it's awesome.
My cousin thinks that the show, like, she's like, the show's stupid. What? Oh, now there's snow?
How old is she?
She's like 19.
She hates everything, bro.
Yeah.
She hates everything, and she will for the next 4 years.
So then I made, in my mind, I was like, why do you hate? Dude, if you go on to IMDb, listeners, do this. Go on to IMDb and look up Dora the Explorer and then read the reviews. It gets bashed so, like, bashed. Like, it's so stupid. What a bad influence for little girls walking alone by themselves. I'm like,
what?
I swear to God, I'm not lying. Read the reviews. It gets bashed.
When there's talking animals, don't take things too seriously.
I don't understand. Like,
no, you know what I think? I'm expecting the bad reviews to be is like a bunch of these Republicans sort of like, we got to close our border kind of people. Because Dora the Explorer,
not only does it
teach little kids how to speak Spanish.
Speak Spanish.
Gracias. Yeah. Gracias. Oh, now you can speak too.
Delicioso.
Like, yeah, delicioso.
Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah,
delicioso. I love that. I
really swipe or no swipe.
My daughter, a year and a half, she was like, like putting her hand up. Like she knows exactly what's going on, man.
And when you're 1 year old and a cartoon from the TV turns to the screen and looks at you
breaks
goes,
that fourth wall.
Hey, what do you think?
Yeah.
You're like, holy shit.
Fucking talking to me.
Dora's real.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, like, at me or her.
I love Dora, and that's why I'm able to look at something like, okay, this is for that demographic, so I'm able to say
it.
Like,
but I think that with Mean Girls, I think for the demographic, I thought it was really funny.
I don't see a funny
they show
part.
The mall scene where it becomes Discovery's like Discovery Channel animals attacking.
Yeah, but
that's a good joke.
They had the sound effects and stuff. Like jungle people, like, oh, and they had I get that, but it took a weird, like, it went from being that goofy, like, hey, look, we're made for teenagers kind of look, and then it went to a, hey, look, we're going to be a straight comedy.
I can kind of say,
like,
that.
In the beginning, it was very teenager-ish, but then it just went to be a straight comedy, and I'm like, okay, so I'm going to grade it as a straight comedy, and I don't really see it as a straight comedy. I don't see any laugh-out-loud moments.
No.
And so funny thing is, I rate my comedies by how much I laugh. Weird, I know. So odd. But I didn't laugh at that movie. I'm like, I don't fucking... Just like Blazing Saddles. I told you about this.
You don't laugh out loud during Brazen
Sands? I saw it for the first time ever like 3 weeks ago.
Are you?
Yeah.
And you didn't like it at all.
I didn't find it funny. I chuckled like 3 or 4 times, mostly when the N-word was used. I thought it was chuckled. And then I laughed out loud.
Could you tell that this man is a nit?
Yeah.
Sorry, wrong guy.
Yeah.
Can you tell this guy's a nit?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
There's one time that I laughed out loud in the movie. One time I laughed out loud, and that's when everybody was on the campfire and they all just farted. It just came.
Wow,
and I was like, yeah. And to me, this is the funniest thing. I'm laughing out loud, mind you, and I'm literally going like, I can't believe I'm laughing at this. This is a fucking fart joke. I can't believe this is to its lowest denominator, and I'm laughing my ass off. But then
that's what it does.
I watch a documentary about Mel Brooks, and he put that in the movie because Carl Reiner told him, he goes, when he was gonna put that in the movie, he goes, you know, if America likes this, you are the reason why comedy will become stupider. Like, you are the reason why it's in his game. And then Mo's like, farts are just funny.
that was
the first time he's saying, he goes, I don't remember another scene in another movie before that where they just farted.
Just for no reason?
Yeah.
I'm trying to go back in my head and no.
Yeah. So I think it was.
What do you think of young Frank?
I haven't seen that one. I haven't seen that one, and I haven't seen
Save the World.
Like, to me,
no, come on, I've seen that one.
Okay. I was saying,
Young Frankenstein. Okay. I'll say I think it's funnier than Blazing Saddles. Like laugh out loud.
Everything is funnier than Blazing Saddles.
I enjoy watching.
You know what
Blazing
movie
Saddles?
I watched half of, because I started watching it like at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I never finished seeing it. I'm never gonna finish seeing it. It's Silent Movie. Again,
I don't know. That's hard to watch.
You start to watch that at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I was a fan.
You start watching that at 2 o'clock in the morning, brother. You are like, this is
who's.
I'm tired of shit. This is
sleep attack.
I laugh more
than tea.
I laugh more at those 40 minutes that I watched it than I did at the entire
movie. Well, it's like a Chaplin movie, the first 40 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. But yeah. I don't know anything. But I'm telling you, Blazing Saddles was not funny to me at all.
You think it's overrated? And you know, I think I might agree with you.
I think it's only because
it's rated so high. Not that I think it's bad.
That's what I'm saying.
But I think because it's rated so high that
you're the first one to understand this. When I say overrated, I don't mean it's not good. I just mean it's overrated. I just don't think it deserves the praise that it gets. Scarface, one of the most overrated movies of all time.
Because people treat it, like I told you, the ghetto. They treat it like it's a ghetto godfather.
Well, Jay Moore says that rappers love Scarface like comics love Goodfellas. And I think it's very true.
Oh.
I don't think there's any
comic. Why do you think comics like Goodfellas? I love Goodfellas.
It's comic funny. Loves good fucking fellas. It's so great. But to us, that is our Scarface. Because if you talk to a rapper, they're like, Scarface was a shit. I'm like, no, it wasn't. You're not wrong.
It was the shit.
It was the shit. But no, Blazing Saddles to me, I put my favorite Mel Brooks movie is Spaceballs. And I think History of the World Part 1 comes.
Who was it? Somebody was on Facebook talking shit about Star Wars. And I was like, Nary, you got to say Star Wars is good for one reason. It brought us Spaceballs.
Somebody said, oh, yeah, but you, because I always get down on Star Wars too. I say Star Wars is overrated. And they go, how can it be overrated? It was ahead of its time. And I'm like, I was born in 1981.
Were you talking to Watto from Star Wars? What do you mean it's overrated? I mean, come on. You watching the movie, you went to the race. Come on.
I love that guy because that guy is the Russian Italian astronaut. He's the Russian astronaut from Armageddon, the one who walks up to the reactor, the guy who goes, American spaceship, Russian spaceship, everything made in China.
That is the same voice,
the same dude.
Oh man, that's great. I didn't know that. Freaking great to know. All right, I really didn't know that. I'm like, I want to go see that movie again.
You genuinely just appreciated a fun fact.
I did. I am a huge fan of useless facts. I'm like, did you know?
That's nice.
Yeah, that's a useless.
That's life with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun fact of the day.
The fun fact of the day. That was a good one. Here's a fun fact. You watch The Big Bang Theory?
Sometimes.
The skinny dude Wolowitz?
Yeah,
He's a stand-up. He was a stand-up before he got. Yeah. He actually did the last half of the final season of Mad TV. He was actually a stand-up.
Really?
And this is how I knew he was a stand-up before looking it up. It's because we're watching it, and we're watching the last season, and then he starts doing all these impressions, like within character. It's obviously within, like, it was written, you know, it's a very well written show. Yeah. They're playing a game of Dungeons and Dragons, and he's the
Dungeon Master.
The Dungeon Master, I guess, that's what it's called.
Yeah. And
then he was adding voices. He was adding Pacino. He did Pacino walking. And who else? Nicolas Cage.
Whoa, who's dragging this in?
Yeah, so he was doing all these voices, and then he was doing them very well, and everybody was enjoying it. I was laughing a lot as a viewer, and then I go, Pacino, Cage, Walking. I'm like, those are comics. Your standard.
You have to do them. Yeah,
if you're a, I'm like, that's a
comic. If you're a comic and you do impersonations, and I told him, you have a Pacino, a Walken.
Yeah, if you're a comic, you do impersonations. That's exactly what I told my wife. If you have those three in your repertoire, you're a comic. There's no way that a straight actor has those impersonations. Maybe.
What are my three? Like, Walken comes out all the time.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Everybody has a
Sean Walken. Connery.
Good Connery.
Sean Connery is only that. I am the last one. That's all I got.
Who?
Cage,
what? Where?
Which is literally, that's Jimmy Fallon's impersonation.
Patrick Garrity, great comic up in Tampa, Orlando. Uh-huh. Actually, he's out in L.A. He does that whole thing where Nicolas Cage, he has a great one where he goes, he always has a face like somebody just farted. So then he just does his Nicolas Cage face. I can't do it. And he goes, somebody farted, and then he is, and I will find out who. Whatever. So he does this whole thing, which is a great thing by Garrity. I just can't. I'm not doing any justice. But yeah, I looked him up, and sure enough, he's a comic.
And that's how you figured that out, though. That's a good observation.
When I look, dude, it's so funny. That last season of Big Bang Theory, I was writing punchlines before they happened. Like, I knew it. Like, I was like, here it comes. And there were funny punchlines. And I remember one time my wife goes, literally, I said something to my wife, goes, have you seen this already? I go, no.
No,
I see it coming.
Well, the show has a very specific.
And I'm just like, no, that's going to happen. Whenever they set something up that you could do, you could see the setup. I'm like, I could see the setup.
Yeah.
And then at one point I like said something where he gave her, Sheldon gave the HR lady a box of DVDs, and I go, I bet you it's Roots. And then she goes, Roots? And I go, fucking nailed it. And I literally, at that point, I really felt like very, very.
That's pretty impressive. In
episode one.
Like, yeah, like, yeah. Like,
oh, you got to be able to see the turns before they happen. Like, no, I'm able to see them. Yeah, I'm
the a pilot. Good.
I'm a pilot. Win. You know, yeah, I'm good. Anyway, let's get to the old school picks. What was your old school pick last week?
Defending Your Life, which actually I watched today.
Again?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't watch it when we picked it.
I thought about it today because I was at a restaurant and the food took forever. And I was like, fuck,
Justice City.
I was like, son of a
bitch. I watched a movie today and I forgot how many little bits. Like, there's so many little jokes.
Yeah.
Like, almost everything that Albert Brooks does is like punchline. Hitting hard.
Well, I heard again on the Jay Moore podcast. We're big fans of the Jay Moore podcast.
That Mustache Ride Studios, right?
Yeah, it's fake mustache studio.
Fake mustache
studio. But he said that Mel Brooks one time, I asked him recently, he was like, man, I would love to get back into stand-up music, but I wouldn't be able to take the hecklers. Like, I don't want them heckling. And he kept saying it, or like throughout the night, I just don't want them heckling.
But who, Jay or?
No, Mel Brooks was talking about
Mel. No, he would. He would. Yeah, you, he not would. A real stand-up? He couldn't start doing real stand-up.
Yeah, you can't.
He can do a Broadway show and be Mel Brooks for an hour and a half.
No, but he could do real stand-up, but he's not going to do it. Like, you got to go into the clubs.
He has to really be a stand-up, and that's not easy.
You're not going
to
come from out of retirement out of 20 years of not doing anything. Like, I'm going to put together an HBO special. Like,
no.
Even Seinfeld, after 10 years, had to be like, hey, I got to reincorporate myself into the clubs type of deal.
Right.
You know, and that was Seinfeld, and that was after 10 years. Mel Brooks has been out for 20, 30, so it's...
He's old, too.
He's old as hell.
Do you listen to WTF ever? The Mark Maron?
I listen to him depending on who the guest is.
You have to listen to him. He did Reiner.
Mark Maron.
Really?
Because he's so fucking cranky and so
self-centered. I know. That's why I love
self-centered
him.
Self-centered and jealous. He is. I don't care about the self-centered part as much as I care about the, like,
he's growing.
He's angry.
I know.
He is growing, though. You're absolutely right.
He's definitely growing.
All of a sudden, you give that guy a TV deal. He fucking relaxes a little bit.
No, he relaxes a little bit.
He chills out.
He's been growing slowly over the years.
He hasn't chilled out the last year. The last year, has he not grown, quote unquote, by leaps and bounds? Is it because he got a fucking show? Is it because he got a fucking show now? Is he? No, just not a cool.
Why do you think he got the show?
Because of the podcast.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but I'm sorry. But he didn't get it because he was a nice guy on a podcast. He got it for being him. And he's great at what he does.
No, you're right.
But he
is a crumpy old man.
Did you ever see him interview? Did you hear the Dane Cook one? He was just a fucking dick. I was like, hey, calm down. Dane's trying to be real nice. And he was like, yeah. Essence, I get it. Oh, let me fucking
Did you hear the Steve Byrne one?
Yes. I'm not taking sides about that story. No, all right. Just saying the way.
But anyway.
But the way Marin treated Steve Byrne.
Was nicer than.
Way nicer.
But I.
And it's like.
But I'm sure that's not for no fucking reason.
You know what it is? It's because Dane Cook doesn't have. Dane Cook has. Who has more. Who has gained more quicker?
Now you're making assumptions.
No. I listened to whoever he has as a guest.
Well, my point was you have to listen to.
But you're right. He just did
Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner, and they even Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks. I think it's once a month or a couple times a month. Go up and have lunch with Sid Caesar, who's lost his mind. He's like an old man. He's not there anymore. But right. Sid Caesar, I mean that. The guy's
legend.
Yeah. Mount Rushmore of comics. He's chiseled somewhere on the left.
Okay.
No,
I don't know. Like I don't know too much of Sid. Like,
no, I mean in the history, not legendary. Like,
but there's too many. It would be.
There are too many.
Would you pick
we're talking
him
about the
over,
beginning
over like Carlin?
No. Carlin prior, like Mount Rushmore. That is much more than five. Like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Comedy has a long history.
Mount Rushmore is four, but. Whoops! There's not five presidents on the fucking mountain. But whatever.
Whatever, man. I never been there. I never seen it myself.
I have Google.
You Google it. Fuck you, man.
Like I've never been there. Like you got to be there to know that Mount Rushmore has four faces, the most fucking famous mountain on earth. And you're like, I've never been there. I wouldn't know. What's it made out of? Granite? I don't know. Granite.
That granite right. stuff.
Yeah, whatever.
That granite. It's like stucco. It's wonderful. It's water resistant, whatnot. No, but in the history, in the old school history, you gotta give Sid Caesar. You gotta. Give
I'm not
Mel
saying
Brooks
I don't.
Writer.
Yeah, Mel Brooks to me is amazing. Like, did you watch comedians getting coffee in cars?
I haven't seen the one with him.
Him and Carl Reiner. It starts off with Carl Reiner. They go and have breakfast.
And they pick up
and no, and they said, and then he goes, "You should stop by the house." Mel Brooks stops by Carl Reiner's house every single night, and they stop by. Yeah, and they watch Jeopardy together.
They play cards, and they fucking yeah.
And you see it on the show.
You should really hear the WTF with them too. Is wonderful, man. And
does
like,
Mark shut up?
Mark, if you've never
is he quiet in it? Yeah, he's quiet. I'll listen.
First of all, I've never seen Mark Maron as nervous as like I've never heard him as nervous as when he talked to Mel Brooks. Literally at the end of the podcast, he goes. Did you notice that time I made him laugh? I made him laugh. Like he was so happy to make Mel Brooks giggle.
How would you not?
Of course.
Yeah.
But no, you're humble as hell, bro. Like, quiet.
Yeah, good.
You might
watch that episode.
Maybe it'll make
I'll
you
listen
like Mark
to that
Maron.
Episode.
Yeah.
I'll listen to that episode. If you guys, if anybody listening knows Mark Maron, I'm just joking. I'm just fucking backpedaling. Like,
Mark, I love you, man. Comment.
Of course, I'm just joking around. You know, you talk about yourself. Nah. So what's your old school pick? Did you watch Rockstar?
Oh, I watched Rockstar.
Right?
A dope movie. I like that it didn't take itself seriously. Like, it's a...
Man, you use all these filmmakers phrases that I just fucking hate.
We'll get used to it.
It didn't take itself seriously.
No,
it's a fucking movie. How can it? You're acting like if it's a breathing thing.
No, you could have made a movie about a hairband, and the movie was too serious. And you're like, come on, it's a hairband. No, but the whole him and his buddies are awesome to watch. The whole what's the name of their band?
Steel Dragon.
Steel Dragon.
Yeah.
Wait, Steel Dragon is a tribute band.
What?
No, Steel Dragon is a real band.
It's a real band, right?
What's their whatever their tribute?
You just
band
saw
is
it.
Called. I don't.
I'm going off memory here. I'm going off of like I haven't watched this movie in like five.
I threw
years.
It on at like 3 a.m. after a couple beers. I don't remember much.
I thought the movie was good, man. I thought it was really fun. And then I started thinking about scenes that I had forgotten. I love when he walked off and he was like, "I'm going to go take a piss," and he had too much of it. He was like, "I'm done. I can't do this anymore."
I don't like Jennifer Aniston in anything. Like it's a thing of mine.
He really, yeah.
I don't know like why. Her friends.
I don't like her. I don't like Jennifer.
You don't
want to
like
I can't explain why.
You know what I don't like? I don't like the what's her name that Phoebe.
Lisa Kudrow.
Neither do I.
Awful actress.
She is awful.
She plays the same character in every
and all those characters are shitty characters.
Doesn't
she have like a web series where she's like a really dry therapist? Like she doesn't really play herself.
Well, she plays a absent-minded, goofy therapist. Yeah, very different.
So,
than Phoebe.
Analyze this and that. Very she's the same role as Phoebe. It's Phoebe married to Billy Crystal, which makes sense, I guess, somewhere. Even though Billy Crystal is like what
20 years older.
Yeah,
it's just like Yes Man when you have Zooey Deschanel.
Zooey Deschanel. What's
like, excuse me. Jim's face is falling off. Does anybody want to put that shit back on for him?
Honey, why don't you take some of the perky out of your tits and put it on his face? Ow, he needs it.
Wow. Jesus.
Really, guys?
So, name really? Of pe- names. Let's go with the list of people that will never be on What's Up, Bro.
Oh, Mark Zoe Maron,
Mark Maron, and Jim Carrey will never be on What's Up, Bro.
Really? I thought that was more insulting towards Zoe Deschanel.
No.
No, because I said she had perky tits.
You said she had perky tits. How is that a bad thing?
No, I think Jim. Do you get
offended when somebody goes, hey, you got perky tits? Does somebody offend you?
How many years of making.
I know how he thinks of Zoe Deschanel. So I already know that he's just he's,
that's yeah. hipster right there.
I love Zoe Deschanel.
You like the new girl?
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
I love new girl.
What do you think of Two Broke Girls? Huge,
hate that fucking show.
Yeah, no. You love Kat Dennings. I keep telling you, you're distracted by her tits. That, and you
the,
can't
one, the, black, the one with the black hair.
Yeah.
You know why I don't like that show?
Why?
One, the writing.
Two, her.
No, the other girl, the blonde.
The blonde, I don't like either.
The blonde, I fucking hate.
She's Paris Hilton.
She's
playing Paris Hilton.
She's trying to play Paris Hilton, but Paris Hilton has more personality than her, which is a lot say.
I agree.
She just. I think
Paris Hilton is underrated. But that writing is, as a
that,
human.
That writing is. All right, is, here's the thing. Elementary.
This is literally. Wait.
That writing is set
the first
punch,
time
set
I watched
punch,
this show,
punch.
I knew that I had a problem because I watched the first episode of Two Broke Girls. I watched and went. Fuck.
I watched the first six episodes. And
wait.
This will get better. And it.
But I watched it, and I literally the first one I enjoyed it, and I was like, shit. I think I really like Kat Dennings so much that I could not trust my opinion.
It was blinding you.
Literally, literally. That's how much I love that curvy little crooked tooth.
I get it. I think she's hot. I liked her. And was she in Thor? She was in Thor also, right?
She was the Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, which is a cheesy movie, but it's not bad. It's a good movie.
It's very hipsterish.
It's hipsterific.
Yeah. So you like it?
It's
like
Instagramic.
So that's okay, but not New Girl. You're saying New Girl is too much for you?
I think Zoe Deschanel makes me like nauseous.
That's how the blonde girl makes me. Zoe Deschanel is awesome. You know what I'm saying? We thought about naming our daughter Zoe.
She pretends like she's on a track. Like
no.
Does
I
the
get
fact
it.
that she's attractive as hell not make any sense to you?
That's how I feel about Tina Fey. Tina Fey, like, oh, I'm like,
Tina Fey is a 40 something. No, she's not.
First of all, she's not 40 something. She may be 40 something now, but when she started the show 7 years ago, she was like in her 30s.
Okay,
give me that bullshit.
She's
you're not sexy. You're not sexy, really.
She's not
really. Oh, she's not.
I mean, no, she's attractive. She's real world attractive. But she works in the entertainment business.
Right. Uh-huh.
She's not attractive for that.
I think you're wrong, my friend.
I think you don't understand what makeup does.
I don't.
Yeah, Tina Fey is owned up to the fact that she is real world attractive. She feels like she's normal, like she's a good looking lady. But comparatively, she knows that she's like a whale compared to these like size 2 crazy.
But
and, like,
I don't think
and she even writes
it.
Like,
are insane.
She's like
hot.
I don't think any of these. Like, I don't like girls who are size 2.
No,
I don't like.
Do I? That's why I like.
I don't
Kat
like
Dennings.
I don't like Zoe Deschanel because of her looks. I like her because of her personality. I like her because of her quirkiness.
That's why you have to give New Girl a shot because I used to hate
that
on.
That writing is
I used
funny,
to hate
bro.
On Zoe Deschanel. Sometimes
I watched
too.
The first six episodes of that, and I
that writing
come,
is great.
I couldn't
that writing,
come back.
That writing is
that
great.
That show
man.
Improved, but the more and more became an ensemble, it just kept improving. Yeah.
The more
now it's great.
I always liked it from day one, but I see a dramatic difference between the hey look I'm the new girl and everybody and I got these weird quirks. It went from that to not everybody has weird fucking quirks that everybody has to get used
I'll
to.
I'll admit the rest of that cast is great too.
Yeah,
the rest of the cast.
Dude, I think you're all right.
It's really her.
I don't find Zoe Deschanel. Not that I find her unattractive. She does nothing for me.
Oh, I really want to bang her.
No, I don't.
But
I
that's don't. Why I hate when she's like, I'm weird. Nobody likes me. And I'm like, shut up.
Nah, let me tell you something.
Shut up.
Let me tell you something. You're young. So you're right now, you're thinking to yourself, oh, I'd fuck her even though she's quirky.
No.
I have met plenty of good-looking women her. I've met plenty of good-looking women that I go, if you just kept your mouth shut, I can't even fantasize about you.
No. That's why you're I don't so like Zooey Deschanel.
Why?
Because for that reason.
But
she's
her
hot. But her quirkiness, no, that's what I find unattractive.
That's what I find attractive. Part. I don't find her toothpick body attractive.
She has no ass.
She's nothing. I mean, she has a cute face. I like her face. She has a cute face.
That's how you know.
But I don't. No, I don't. I'm not that dude. I'm not. I like.
See, I wish
her.
She would stop talking.
I had. I like her because of her, not because of her body.
Look at you. That's so cute. I like you for what's on the inside. No, I get it, Papa. I get it. Don't worry. Don't worry.
She's herself.
Because she's a real girl. Like a real girl.
Like, she's like real girl. that's the second time we go into the real boy Pinocchio thing. Two episodes in a row.
It's a real girl.
Okay.
Anyways,
Rockstar was pretty dope. I'm not a big Jennifer Aniston fan, but the music was fun as hell. It was a good movie.
Did you hear the last week's episode? The ending credits, the ending song.
Oh, was the song from Steel Dragons. Yeah. I just threw that in there.
I don't want to pat myself on the back.
I don't know if you listen to
that is creatively genius. I think my
biggest move is the podcast.
Oh, talking about another over fucking...
rated person. Oh, Woody Allen, yeah.
What the fuck?
Woody Allen, of 10 movies, four are good, two are great.
Which ones are the great ones? Please let me know.
Really?
Maybe I could watch them. I don't know. Maybe. Have I seen these and I don't know about them?
You haven't seen Annie Hall.
You've never seen Annie Hall?
No, I never saw Annie Hall.
It's a pretty good movie, man.
I never saw Annie Hall.
It's one of those like realistic couple movies. Yeah. Like where the arguments they have, you're like...
Did they break up with him? Then it's not realistic. did he marry his daughter? Then it's not realistic.
Wei Ming, come back.
Please, I took care of you as a child. Please, let's fuck. Ugh.
I know, I find that so creepy.
I once watched so creepy. Breastfeeding. It turned me on.
Oh.
Yeah. Seriously, he's been there both times. He's been there when she breastfed and when he breastfed.
Yeah.
Creepy. No, I never saw Annie Hall, which is the other one. You know what I saw?
Deconstructing Harry. Have you ever seen Deconstructing Harry? That's the one I'll say is funny as hell. It's a weird movie. It's awesome.
They're all weird movies.
Yeah, no. But this one's much more artsy than even the rest because it doesn't make sense. Like, it's different little skits. He goes down to it. Here's a clip from fucking Deconstructing Harry. He goes down. I know. We're not going to clap.
Stop.
But if you want to check that out, you can go to AV Clap on iTunes and enjoy my podcast where I would play the clip. No, he goes down to hell and Billy Crystal is the devil. And he goes, come on over. Come here. You're thirsty? Bye. He makes him a martini. He goes, you hot? You want me to turn on the AC? You guys got AC down here? Of course we do. It fucks up the ozone layer. Come on. Like, it's a lot of funny. Yeah. Yeah. No.
No.
Oh, were you waiting for a laugh?
No.
I thought you were just waiting for telling me the scene. Like,
you waited like if you were
on stage and you were like,
come on. Nothing.
Tough crowd.
It's a good movie, though. That you should check out. Deconstructing Harry.
So what's your old school pick this week?
Deconstructing Harry.
We're 20 minutes into the old school pick decisions.
I'm going to go with Deconstructing Harry just because I couldn't think of anything else before I got here.
Did you say you had picked another one?
Did I? Oh. Oh, what the hell was I thinking of?
It was Tombstone or...
Oh, no. In the car, I was like, either Tombstone...
Sure, write these down. All right. Deconstructing Harry.
Deconstructing Harry. Tombstone or Wyatt Earp, which one do you like more? These are mentions.
I don't know. That's a good one, man.
Which one has Val Kilmer? Wyatt Earp, right?
No.
No, it's Tombstone?
Tombstone.
That's the one I like more.
They're both really good, man. I'm a big fan of Kevin Costner.
Uh-huh.
His movies go really long, but I really dig that. Like, I really... And when you listen to him on the Inside the Actor's Studio, he talks about why. He talks about that. He... that scene in The Untouchables, which is one of my all-time favorite movies, where he's reloading. That was the first time in cinema that they actually show, like, an action sequence where they actually... Like, the protagonist...
He hides behind something and reloads.
And the director, Brian De Palma, said, why are you doing that? And he goes, because I promised my brother that I would only shoot 7 shots, 8 shots, and then reload. Like, I have to reload. And Brian De Palma didn't want him to do that. He goes, that's not in the script. Would he just keep shooting? And he's like, no. And that's why...
That makes sense.
Because not only does it make sense, but it adds drama. The tension. And he says that. So he said that he was talking about that on Inside the Actor's Studio. And then he said, that's why most of my movies are really long. Like, he himself acknowledged.
Have to reload.
No, because he himself acknowledged because he likes to take time to create, drama and create tension. He doesn't like to push it. I like to get to know my character.
There are parts Dances with Wolves that you're like, wow, I feel like I've been on the prairie for 3 months.
And that's the
point of the movie.
And so he said the same thing. So he made fun of himself. He goes, oh, I guess that's why my movies are so long. And the audience laughed and he laughed, but he was right. Like, I love, I'll be honest with you. I like Waterworld. Maybe because
I like Waterworld too. What did you think of The Postman?
I love The Post.
That's, I fucking love that movie. That's nobody
what I was getting,
that
that's what I was getting to right now. I'm like, I love movies that not everybody likes. That's exactly where I was the getting
Postman
to. And I said Waterworld first because Waterworld is universally
everybody
panned.
Hates it, yeah.
But Postman, I think, is a great fucking movie.
I think Postman's even more sort of abandoned than Waterworld's made fun of. Postman is like, it was so bad we didn't even mention it.
I don't, you know, it's funny because I think Waterworld was just made fun of because it was at that point the highest movie, the most expensive movie.
Oh,
to
that's
make.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I think if you look at it, I don't think it was a bad movie. It underproduced in the box office, which is the reason why it gets slammed.
Yeah.
I don't really recall anybody slamming it for the actual movie itself. I think all the slams come from it didn't make the money. Yeah, it's all the money aspect.
You're right.
It didn't make. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's plenty of. I'm sure there's plenty of people going to be like, if you look at this, if you look at this critique,
how would the Earth be covered in water?
He has skills. My science teacher told me that. I remember that year. She goes, the only thing I didn't like about that movie is that his gills in the back of his ears.
Instead of on the side of his lungs.
Yeah, he's like, it would be on his lungs. That would
it would be on the side of his rib cage.
Yeah, so then.
That's a real sci-fi fan, actually. A real sci-fi fan's like, oh, excuse me.
I mean, what? Are we expected to believe
that gills are on the side of his aorta?
Yeah.
I think not.
But that's a great movie. So I'm a big fan of his movies. Deconstructing, I gotta write that down.
Deconstructing Harry, man. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go with, last week I went with Rockstar. And then, is there a helicopter flying over my house?
Yep. There's a helicopter. Welcome to Miami.
Holy shit. I'm gonna go with, I don't know which one I should go with. Maybe, see, these are all like very, I'll go with a kids movie, man. I'll go with Honey, I Shrunk the Kid.
Really?
Yeah. Is that an old school pick? No?
Yeah, except they kept making them. Honey, I Blew Up the Dog. Honey, I Blew Up the...
Yeah, we're on sequels, I mean.
Do you remember the show that they made Honey, I Shrunk the Kid? It was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
It was a pretty good show.
As a kid, I was always disappointed that I didn't have...
Rick Moranis.
Because, what's Rick Moranis doing?
Yeah.
It's not like he's too busy making movies. You're not doing shit, Rick. That's fucking real.
What do you mean? I'm swimming in my Ghostbusters / Honey, I Shrunk the Kids money.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, man, he was great in Ghostbusters, wasn't he?
He was hilarious.
He was great. But yeah, like I was always thinking to myself, even as a kid, I go, how come they couldn't get the main guy? And it really bothered me. And then when I got older, I thought about the show and I go, yeah, what the fuck was Rick Moranis doing? That he really honestly couldn't take
time. I'm trying to think of the actor who played the dad on the TV show.
The actor that played the dad was
did other stuff.
Yeah, no, he did one other thing, which was Bosom Buddies.
No.
Yes.
See, he was in Bosom Buddies, but he did something else. No movies.
That's it. Nothing worth talking
about.
But
the show is pretty good and it had a decent production value. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. The Ant. Is that still in Universal Studios? Do they still have the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids land? Remember that playground?
I think they might have changed that playground to something else now. Bug's Life or something.
Oh, that is what they did. They took they used to have the garden from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and they were like, fuck it, same thing, except we're going to put ants all over it.
Well, it's the same ants.
Yeah, Helen Mirren, by the way.
Is it just...
Whoa, that's Helen Mirren at how old?
I don't know, but I just looked up young Helen Mirren, and I didn't want to see nude photos. Yo. So that's...
They're nude photos of young...
Cat?
No, she's a cat.
She a cat?
She's a cat.
That's a phrase now.
That's a woo-go phrase. That's a woo-go phrase.
Yeah, no, yeah, she could get it. She could get it now. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Come on.
That's... Seriously, that the oldest chick you would bang is that Mary Poppins?
Julie Andrews.
That's the oldest one.
Like,
I want to know what names were thrown around in your conversation about fucking old women.
Well, there's a couple on that died.
Your fucking grandmother, great grandmothers.
Which I thought was gross. There was what was her name?
God damn.
What was her name? The one from I forgot who the one that died. The one that died the same
Elizabeth, Elizabeth Taylor. No.
Farrah Fawcett. My friend was like, Farrah Fawcett? I'm like, she's dead, so that's gross.
No, but even when she was old, she didn't age. She aged like a
almost
alcoholic.
She had cancer.
Yes, she looked. She got really tiny, and
did. That's how she died, asshole. You're a dick.
She didn't age well. She aged like if cancer was eating at her body. So no, I'm gonna pass on Farrah Fawcett.
I'm gonna pass on the cancer victim.
Jesus, man. But, you know, you baited me for that because I didn't know that.
I know you're thick. Like, she didn't age well. And I'm like, because she had cancer for like the last 10 years of her life.
Do I care?
The fuck? She's like, I don't give a shit. Tits are saggy. I don't care the reason why.
I have a question for both of you. How about Florence Henderson?
Mrs. Brady. That's yeah, Mrs. Brady.
I'd fuck Florence Henderson.
Probably.
Nah, not probably.
She's got a weird mouth. She's got that redneck mouth.
Yeah. She has no lips. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
You know what I mean by redneck mouth?
Yeah, yeah. She has no lips. She has no lips. Really? You haven't banged a white chick before with no lips?
Yes.
Come on. Let's be real. Yeah. So I don't.
Yeah. Not something to be proud of. But
who's older, her or the one from
Julie Andrews?
I think Florence Henderson might be older.
No, I'm thinking.
Oh, wait. Never mind. She died.
Florence Henderson died?
Florence Henderson died?
Hold on. I don't know.
No, you just saw a Twitter feed.
No.
Like,
I think I might have. I think I might have.
Look at her IMDb. Florence Henderson?
Age 79.
But wait, what were you saying? Who's older, Florence Henderson or who?
The one who played the mom and the one with the buses with the sing?
Partridge Family. She was hot.
Yeah.
You don't. But I haven't seen her recently.
She hasn't died, by the way. Florence Henderson hasn't died.
Okay. Good. It was just like a random little article that popped up.
She was born in 1934, so that's...
See, but age 79.
She's 79.
That's the rich white woman. That's the rich white woman look.
Yeah, she's rich.
Like, so's Julie Andrews, okay, but she's also like that British thing, which makes her hot.
Elegant.
That's sort of like... You know, when elegant. I get to the
that's,
bed.
That's what you want
to
do when you're having sex with somebody 50 years older than you.
If it ain't elegant, it's disgusting. Right? Yes. Like, yeah, then it's just filthy spanking and diapers. Who wants that?
Who doesn't want diapers? That? Who wants to stop?
You're right. I mean, why pull out when I got shit here?
Oh, God. That's fucking... Don't marry him.
Oh, God.
Don't marry him.
It's too late.
Listen,
I won her heart a long time ago. I could say dumb shit like that.
She had a big issue with the chick from the Partridge Family, her and Florence Henderson.
I actually remember thinking the Partridge Family mom was hotter.
But they had a big at that during their peak because they were both.
But why? Just because they were two hot moms on TV?
Well, yeah, because one of them said I forgot how it went down. That one of them said, "Oh, no, I'm the mom from the real TV show," like something like that. I think it was Florence Henderson, and then the other one, I forget her name, from the Partridge Family.
Mrs. Partridge.
Yeah, she goes, "Yeah, I'm the one that's won the Oscar."
It's like, ouch.
Yeah. Take that, yeah. Florence.
Suck a dick, Florence. Yeah.
Why don't you suck your son?
Why don't you suck your TV son's dick? Yeah. You dirty old bitch.
That's what makes me like love her. I'm like, yeah, I'm down with that. 79, that's the goal to beat. So if anybody's 79, if any other celebrity is hotter than Florence Henderson, I'll bang Florence Henderson.
I know that Susan Sarandon's not nearly as old, but I'm curious as to how old Susan Sarandon
is. By the way, Shirley Mae Jones is the name
Shirley
of the...
Shirley Mae Jones is the hot mom from the Partridge Family.
And she's also 79.
Oh, no, but she looks 79.
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong.
Florence Henderson does too, but she looks like she's been fighting it. Eesh.
Better than the other one.
That's 80, bro.
But
she looks like that.
That's 80. True. Why are you even thinking about fucking this?
It's one of those conversations you go, oh, who would you rather fuck type of deal?
These are conversations.
Would you rather?
Yeah, would you rather conversations? And. What's the
I forget sometimes that
what's
you're from
the
my
oldest conversation. What's the oldest chick you
from Susan Sarandon 66, but she also like
Susan Sarandon is fake.
I think on a couple whiskeys I would hit this.
Okay.
It's also because you're thinking of Rocky Horror.
And you're thinking
I wouldn't hit
years,
that.
You're thinking about first of all, there's a 20-year difference. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't look that much better than Florence Henderson.
Yes.
For real. She looks better, but not 20.
I wouldn't rub my dick on that picture on your phone right now.
I wouldn't do it on the phone, but I would do it on her fucking vagina.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yeah. If we're going to have sex with one of those two, I would choose that one. Susan Sarandon looks, that's not a good picture.
Bro, Gina Davis is all like crossing a line for me already.
Really? I like the fact that your girlfriend is like,
really? Look, you don't know what it feels like to want to rub your dick on anything. But rubbing your dick on an old
Gina
lady.
Davis? You want to fuck Gina Davis?
No, of course I would. And I would Susan Sarandon, but I really think that's the line.
I don't.
Look at it. Oh, no. Gina Davis is still delicious. Is it? That's not her today.
That's not her.
That's her 4 years ago.
I'll still take that. I'm looking at a picture.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Can you post this? You got a Tumblr, right?
Yeah, I got a Tumblr.
let's put that on the WhoBro Tumblr. Because nobody's going to agree with this disgusting thing that you just said.
I don't think that's a disgusting thing. I think, first of all, it's a disgusting topic.
Yes.
So, all right, I get it. I understand. But within the fucking
realm of topic. But I'm pushing my limits and Susan Sarandon is my limit. Like, that's like.
Susan Sarandon should be my limit.
Should be.
I don't think she looked good in that picture, bro.
That was a bad picture.
Yes, I agree.
But that was also like her Wikipedia photo.
This is an 80-year-old woman you're looking at. And you kept all, your phone on just to continue all, looking
79.
At it.
Let's not exaggerate. What a dick this guy exaggerates.
What a Cuban. He added a year.
Ugh. She's barely 79. Doesn't look a day over 68. She looks bad here.
She looks bad everywhere. You know why? No. She's 80.
She doesn't look bad there.
Because I keep it's writing from Gina 10 Davis miles now. Away,
that Snap, look at this picture. He goes, she's from 10 miles away.
I don't have glasses on.
Even there, she doesn't look bad.
She's wearing a picnic table.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you.
You need to save these photos.
And she was on Dancing with the Stars recently.
Really?
Yeah, look. Now, I don't want to say recently. I'm sorry. I'm saying, I'm looking at
you. You watch your show for.
I'm looking at this picture and I'm saying that's clearly from Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
So.
But you didn't watch that?
I don't watch any Dancing with the Stars. My wife does. All right. Don't watch.
So you happen to be in the living room?
No, I don't watch that. The ones I happen to be in the living room for were Jason Taylor, because he plays football.
Yeah.
I'm about to stay here. And who else did I happen to watch? Oh, Palin. Bristol Palin. She's whack.
Yeah. Whack.
I saw Andy Dick. Too.
How was that?
Yeah, he wasn't bad.
Right?
Yeah, he wasn't bad.
When he's sober, he's all right.
I don't know when that is.
No, yeah.
I don't know when that is. Nobody knows who that is. Anyways, all right, so that's my old school pick, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
And I got
Deconstructing Harry.
Deconstructing Harry, yeah. Yeah, a little weird. But you should check that out. Like, I would like
to I'm going to check out Young Frankenstein before I check out Deconstructing Harry. I got to be honest with you. The clip you gave of Deconstructing Harry, I know this is a lazy clap, but the clip you gave, I go, I don't really care to see it. You were so excited, too. You built it up. You were like,
let me give you a clip.
And you set it up. And then I was like, that's it? That's the fucking clip.
That's what you did? This is what you did.
That's the way I felt.
You did this whole bullshit, and then all you did was like a cheap joke about air conditioning?
Yeah. That's the way I felt about your podcast when you were like, this is the Juan the Marco. And then the scene you picked, I'm like, there's so much better scenes than this. And you picked that one, the really? First opening scene. That's the one you pick. There
it's
are
a good scene, goddamn scene.
I think it's the better scenes are.
You didn't even like that movie.
No, that's not true.
What did you say?
I thought it was weird, but I liked it. I just thought it was weird. I think that's one of his less.
I think it's one of his better movies.
No. No way. Doesn't make top 10.
Edward Scissorhands, after you watch it the first time, sucks.
That movie's better. Edward Scissorhands, just for the first time, value is way better than Don Juan de Marco any day.
I completely disagree with you. Huh? Completely disagree with you.
I don't. There's,
like I said on the podcast, do you know how many times I got laid? Why, I don't
believe that's true.
No, it really.
I don't
it really
believe
is.
That's true. That's you said it for you, but no. I don't believe that's true. I think you got laid because you got laid. I think the movie happened to be played in the background.
No.
I really don't think of it.
No.
I really want to meet one.
I think
one.
It helps. It lubricates.
Introduce me to one woman who goes.
This is Stephanie Howard.
Introduce me, Steph. Was it you that you were like, I don't want anything to do with this. Oh, wait a minute. Don Juan DeMarco. Oh, I gotta fuck him now. Did you think, is that the process that we went through?
To be fair, I was 16.
Yeah, okay. So you were 16 and she was gonna fuck anything.
No.
Yeah, she's 16. No, her hormones were that fucking.
And the thing is, he did actually do that scene on me. Did the whole scene. And the thing back then, I mean.
Yeah, I get it. You're 16 and that, whatever. But yeah, I don't think that. I think it just happened because it was you, Xander. Uh-huh. I'm not doubting that you got laid.
Did you just say that you would fuck me? Is that what you're kind of saying?
That's not what I said.
Because your eyes.
Are you Floris Henderson? Because if you're not Floris Henderson, I'm not fucking you, bro. I am not. No. Florence can get it all day, son. Xander, nah. Dude, I even if I was gay, the fact that you like Die Hard that much would stop me. You're like, ugh, I can't do this.
Die Hard 1? Really?
Meh. Yeah, more than an action movie? No, thanks.
It is not more than
a big fag.
Queer. where was I? What was I talking about? That movie, I don't think it makes his top 10. I don't think Finding Neverland makes his top 10.
Finding Neverland is awesome and underrated. Nobody knew that movie. That movie disappeared.
Benny and June.
Benny and June was good the first time I saw it. I watched it again. It was pretty boring.
Yeah, I can't argue or I can't make a conversation because I haven't seen these movies again. And maybe that's the point, that I never wanted to watch them again.
Maybe.
But Edward Scissorhands, I saw a couple times as a kid and I liked it. But I saw a couple times, again, I saw them, you know, as a 14, 15, 16 year old kid, so I don't remember not liking it. I liked it. I think it is a bit overrated. People go, oh, Edward Scissorhands. I go, it's.
Did you ever watch Ed Wood?
No, I never saw that. I want to watch it though because I found out through his Inside the Actor Studio, I found out that that was a true story. Like that was, there, oh, was, yeah. a, there was a real dude.
See, again, let me bring up film school so you can call me a fact. But they make
I never
you
called
watch-
you a fact. First of all, I don't say the fact word. I don't say that word. No. First of all. Second of
you
all.
You didn't call me a fact.
I didn't.
I call myself.
I'm just saying, you got yourself one. That was going to be my second point. First of all, I don't
you
use that
did call
word.
Me a queer.
A queer is totally different. Queer is a weird word. That's a real, like, that's not a, odd. That's not a derogatory word. Derogatory, you know
yeah,
what I mean.
You go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ed Wood, though, in film school, that's something they make all of us watch. Like, this is the.
Did they make you watch Birth of a Nation?
Yes.
I watched that shit, too.
Yes. And they make us watch Plan 9 from Outer Space. And it's like, hey, guys, I want all of you to know what not to ever do.
Birth of a Nation is the worst. I watched that one in a film
but
class.
You know, it's that
film class.
The thing is that like he invented things that didn't exist before, like as a movie.
Yeah, yeah, just the same. Yeah. That's the same argument people get into with Star Wars, and I'm like, I don't care.
Well, yeah.
I don't care. Like, I was born after that movie. I don't care.
Birth of a Nation is so old that
so racist.
Like
the most racist thing in the world ever. And they're like, look at and the fact that people keep showing it in schools. I'm like,
yes.
I'm sitting next to a black girl going like, this is awful, isn't it?
I feel bad for America.
This is Birth of a Nation, not my nation.
not my
America.
That movie's so old that like people on the left side of the screen running to the right side of the screen and people on the right side of the screen running to the left side of the screen. That was new. Like that's what that movie's famous for. Dude, like that's the film.
I gotta be honest with you, man. That movie's like 3 hours long.
Yeah, you tune out.
Nobody watches the whole thing.
I tune out. I literally sat through the whole thing, but I remember at one point, and it was before smartphones, so I remember at one point going like, I wonder if I could play
Snake for an hour and a half.
I wonder if I could go down to the computer lab and go on my MySpace and check that out. That girl replied to me. I don't know what happened. Like,
this new comedian, Dane Cook, is blowing up on there. I think I'm gonna friend him.
I actually did know Dane. I actually knew of Dane Cook when I first started comedy 10 years ago, just even before the whole MySpace blow up, and or right as about to happen,
as it blew up.
And I remember introducing like my sitting down my friends at YouTube, like, no, you have to watch this guy.
Really?
Yeah.
He was funny.
And then I started doing comedy.
It's gold.
I started doing comedy, and then I was like, oh, it's not that great.
It's Dane Cook. It's not shit.
He doesn't really have punchlines.
He doesn't. God, and unfortunately, he taught an entire generation of comedians how not to write punchlines.
He just repeats the same thing over and over again in different.
You like the key?
Tones.
The key. I got the key. Yeah,
cement
key.
Truck.
Cement truck.
CT2000.
Cement truck.
Yeah. Show fucking a whole Madison Square Garden losing her shit. Like, oh, that's a joke? Where the fuck is a joke?
I really think the worst thing that he did, though, was. Like, you can't blame him so much for learning how to be funny that way.
Oh, man, we got to fucking go. Oh, my God.
We're leaving.
An hour and 45. We're done. We got to go.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Plug your shit. Add Xander Ray.
Add Xander Ray. Check us out. AV Clap, my other podcast on iTunes and Podomatic. Shazam. That's it. Xander Ray.
AV Clap.
X-A-N-D-R-R-E-Y.
And Steph, you want to promote your stuff?
Oh, yeah, the photography site, StephanieMayerSenior.com.
Senior. Why the senior? Is that your married name?
My mom's a feminist.
Oh
yeah, it's that her mom and dad honestly, kept both names.
I honestly thought I'm like, did she still keep her married name?
No.
And then I was like, Xander would have lost his mind.
But then I was like,
well, maybe because before she got married, there was no other Stephanie Meyer, and then now that Stephanie Meyer has blown up, maybe she has to keep it because to keep the difference.
Fuck you, bro. I would have walked here.
Did you have a different name when you got married?
No.
Did you? So you never changed it?
No, never changed.
So you knew it was gonna fail. You had no fucking faith.
I didn't.
You had no faith in the marriage. You're like, hey, you have an extremely long name. It's hyphenated. We could change it to one singular last name.
Two syllables.
This shit ain't gonna last, buddy. Don't get quit.
Don't
this
worry,
shit ain't gonna last.
I don't want to change credit cards. I don't want to change.
Yeah. Join bank accounts.
I never even changed my home address.
Did you really?
My home address is still my parents'
How long were you married?
2 years.
Two years.
Why? Did you just want a ring?
No.
What happened? Did you need to get him in? Well, he's Hawaiian, so it's not even for the green card.
Why?
Hawaiians
aren't American.
Come on. If you knew, wait, if it's over within 2 years, you have to have had a feeling before you got married.
Yeah. Some feelings. I was hopeful.
I was hopeful that my bills would be paid.
All right, we'll get into this next week. You have to come back next week. Thanks for checking us out. I'm going to be at the Miami Improv. I will be headlining on Thursday. This is going to come out on Wednesday, so you won't know about Tuesday night either. Thursday, I'll be headlining the Miami Improv. If you guys want to go check that out, make sure MiamiImprov.com, get your tickets. And then at Xander Ray, at Nary Signs, at Woo Bro Pod, WU.
At AV Clap. I don't know if we have that yet. But check it out. Check out AV Clap, ladies and gentlemen.
AV Clap. You have the website, right?
We have AV Clap at Podomatic, and we have a Tumblr for AV Clap, yeah.
All right. AVA as in Apple, V as in Victor, R.
And Clap as in gonorrhea.
Right. All right. So make sure you retweet, subscribe, because that's how winning is done.